B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Good morning, everybody. Happy, 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 happy Thursday to all across the Delaware Valley. All right, so let me jump in here right now. So, I don't want to have another show like yesterday. I don't feel... Now, circumstances may cause us to have another show like yesterday in the near future, right? But I don't really want to do that again today. I don't want to be completely hopeless today. So, is it okay? And I'm actually asking you guys today. Is it okay if I suspend disbelief? All right? Is it okay that believe it or not, the Phillies won yesterday, right? And when you analyze the next 4 days, the final 4 days of the baseball season, they got a shot. And it's probably about a 50-50 shot where they can get into the playoffs. Whether it's that one of those two wild card spots or whether it's even the second spot in the NL East ahead of the Marlins. Because remember, the Marlins capped their series with Atlanta. And Atlanta's been hitting the cover off the ball. And then they have a weekend series with the Yankees. So that's how they end the season. And that's daunting for the Fish. Now, I'm fully aware, and believe me, I'm not resting my hopes and laurels and my firstborn, Anthony Jr., on the prospects of the Phillies making the playoffs. However, beneath all my bluster and all my disappointment that we have and I have espoused over the last couple weeks and over Klentak for the last 4 years, I want them to win. I love the Phillies, right? I want to see them in the playoffs. I want to see a series. I don't care if it lasts 5 minutes like the playoffs against the Rockies did in 27, right? You remember that? They got swept out. Kaz Matsui with the grand slam. They lost the first two games in Citizens Bank Park. They went to a frigid Denver where it was really cold on a Friday night, and they lost the series. Now, that may happen. Or they may not even make it. But for the purposes of Thursday, I don't want to hang myself, all right? I'm working hard against that. And I want to try and look at today with hope. Now, it could be false hope. It could. The Eagles could beat the Bengals and go beat the beat-up Niners and then, get crushed the next 2 weeks. Whatever. But right now, I'm just day by day. The hungry man can only eat his next meal, right? So I'm not worried about what's going to happen next week. I'm just worried about today and foraging for some food today. And my nourishment today will be rooting for the Phillies and rooting for the Eagles to get right Sunday. They're playing the Bengals. Now, I watched the Thursday night game, and I think Joe Burrow is a stud, and I think he's going to be really good. But the Bengals are bad. I mean, let's face it. What's around Joe Burrow, other than his skill guys, not good. Their defense blows, all right? I mean, the Eagles should run all over. You saw the Browns, much we talk about Baker Mayfield, they were able to run the ball all day long. And all Baker did was buy time, play action, and he had all day. So I think it's the same recipe for the Eagles against Cincinnati on Sunday. Pressure Joe Burrow, that front four, get home. They are the better side of the ball against the Bengals offensive line. And run the ball down their throat. And Carson has a nice easy day. Right? He's not banged up. He don't get take a lot of big hits. Play action, buying time, the whole thing. And then we suspend disbelief or suspend disapproval, I should say, and root the Phillies on this weekend. And as much as I speak out of my gigi because I am upset and mad, and there is a degree of truth about breaking glass and wanting change in the organization, they're this close to the damn playoffs. All right? Had they lost last night, you know, it's over, right? But they didn't. And they won. And they're so close to the playoffs. And as a starving man, I want the sandwich. All right? I want the sandwich. I need something good in 2020. So is it okay that we root? I'm asking. This is a plea that you're hearing. A plea that we make a pact and root the Phillies in over the next 2 days. Because, you know, until Monday when we're back on. And spend the next 2 days, today and tomorrow, in positive mode. And again, I'm fully aware this is not like flip-flopping or anything like that. I'm not a flopper. I don't do that. I'm fully aware of the reality of the situation. All right? I have no delusions about what the reality of these teams are. But maybe, just maybe, we can be surprised a little bit. And just maybe we'll get a gift. Aren't we owed a gift? It's been a miserable 2020. And I'm not asking for the moon, right? I'm just asking for just a little gift. That's it. The gift of a little three-game baseball postseason and get knocked out. I don't care. I mean, at that point, at least I got a playoff. I got something to look forward to. In the same vein, I have Sunday to look forward to. And I can be hopeful at 0-2. At 0-3, I'm completely miserable, and that's that. But 0-2, there's still a glimmer. So therein lies my plea to you guys today. What you said. I'll start with you. Good morning, Chunas.
Hello, Anthony. How are you?
Hello, Chunas. Well, I think
you sound a little more chipper today.
I'm trying to be. I don't want to be that guy. And unfortunately,
well, yesterday was necessary.
I know
that guy. Yesterday, we were everybody that guy.
Yeah, I know. I guess it was wrong. I don't want to. I can't take being miserable. I can't take it. It goes against what's in my soul.
Right.
Right. It really does. I mean, I crave the fun and the positivity. I'm bad. Listen, I'm bad with a lot of stuff. Right. I'm not good at certain aspects of life. The only thing I'm really good at besides writing a sentence is I'm good at a party. Like I have fun. I'm a party guy. Like I enjoy a party. I'm fun. I like to hang out. I like to talk, laugh, joke. That's my thing.
Yeah.
Right? The seriousness of life, I fall short. But the frivolity of it, I'm good at it. And that goes to sportsdom, right?
Right.
Sports fandom. I like frivolity. I don't like bitching and moaning. All right? I don't like acrimony. I don't like soap opera nonsense.
That's right. It stinks.
Right. I like frivolity. So that's where I'm coming from today.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to do with the Phillies. I've watched this team almost every pitch this season, right? I'm going to try to take any bit of analysis out of my brain. And at least starting tomorrow, I'm going full-on Phillies fandom. Tomorrow, I will come in wearing a Phillies jersey. I will come in tomorrow wearing a Phillies hat. I will come in wearing all red and white and blue. You name it. I'm going all-out Phillies fandom tomorrow. Screw analysis. Screw the 7-plus ERA bullpen. I'm going to forget all about it. And I'm going to go back to my roots. And I'm going to think about little Chunas as a high schooler going to Citizens Bank Park every other day or every other week with that 17-game plan, watching the Phillies run to the World Series. I was at that Kaz Matsui game, by the way.
Yes.
I saw Kyle Loesch coming out of the bullpen. I was there, damn it. And you know what? I'll take a 3-game sweep.
Kyle Loesch.
I want to get to the playoffs. So let's go. I will take all kinds of analysis out of it, because if I do have analysis in it, they lose the series because they're playing a better Tampa Bay Rays team. But fandom says Rays have nothing to play for. Phillies do. And maybe the Phillies go down to Tampa. Tampa takes their foot off the gas pedal. They already locked up the AL East. They're good. They won the AL East. They're in the playoffs.
Right.
They're a top three seed.
Right.
Yankees have something to play for.
Right.
So they're going to beat those damn fish. For some reason, we can't. The Phillies can't.
Yeah, but
the rest of the league can.
We're not playing them.
Right.
We're playing the Gulf side. The other side.
Yes. So you know what? Fandom.
And the Yankees are playing. The mighty Yankees are hot, at least over the last month, are playing the Marlins.
Yes.
So you're with me. Thank you, Chunas.
Eagles, I don't know if I'm there yet.
Well,
I do think they roll Sunday, but I can't forget about what's happening then.
I'm not
the next 3 weeks.
Listen to me. I'm not forgetting about anything. Don't misconstrue wanting to have a meal. Like, you know, you get my analogy, right?
Right.
With understanding that I'm still picking out of a dumpster. Right? Like, I get it. But I just want the hot meal. That's it. That's all I'm looking for.
All right.
I'm not telling you that, you know, you'll get your reservations on Broad and Porter. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying anything about playoffs or anything else. All I'm saying, let me get a win on Sunday. And let me just keep the season alive. You know, it's like I'm down by a lot of points. Like, take the Cowboys, for instance. Remember the game went against Atlanta?
Yeah.
Right? The analogy for the Eagles season is that. And the whole idea about Sunday is to score and extend the game, which is extend the season. Right? So win the game, extend the season. Now, for some reason, it was funny, when we went to that game, the Cowboys, because McCarthy is a boob when it comes to managing games.
Yes.
He goes for two there, which is idiotic because you extend the game. You're supposed to extend the game. You're supposed to kick the extra point, and then be down eight. So then, when you score again, you're not worried. Now, the Falcons gave them luck, and that's my hope for the Eagles, is that they just extend the season. You beat Cincinnati. You beat San Francisco. Banged up. And, you know, you extended the season. That's all. That's the short-term goal. Living in the moment, Chunas.
You know what you want to do?
What's that?
You want to fight for that inch. That's what we're doing at this point. We're scratching and crawling our way back to the top.
You're dying because you saw Any Given Sunday.
Yeah.
And you're dying to give me Pacino.
I need a Pacino speech.
All right.
Not that speech, but I just need a speech.
Go ahead.
I just need it, man.
Go ahead.
No, I mean, I don't have it. I need,
thought you had it.
Like, I want Philadelphia sports fans to feel the way that you and I are feeling right now.
Well, I'm like a beggar.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm not exactly.
Well, I need somebody to give us the speech. We have some great callers who can give the great speech.
I'm not even looking for a speech. I'm just looking for, let's go. You know what? Let me shed the reality, basically, and then let's go fightings. Let's go birds. That's all I'm looking for. I'm not looking for. If you got it, Great. I don't know how you summon it. I don't have one. I'm just asking for a stay of execution.
Okay.
All right, before the guillotine comes, give me a smoke. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's all I'm looking for right now. That's it. Simple. Thank you to Provolone Joe on a text board. Red October, baby. Thanks to Tasty Cake Don, whose pop was a huge Phillies fan who had passed away. Today he would have been 90 years old, and the Tasty Cake's wearing his hat.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, in remembrance of his dad, who was a big Phillies fan. So, here it is. I laid it out to you. All I want is hope. Hope with the Phillies, hope with the Eagles. I'm hoping that Mike D'Antoni comes in and he's some, you know, he's a brilliant offensive guy, like he's smart X and O man, that he can figure out the Sixers. Because, boy, I was right on the Heat last night, Andrew. And not that I care, because I didn't watch a second of it. I really didn't. I couldn't do it after yesterday's show. I couldn't watch the C's and Jimmy. I couldn't do it. Not at all. But I, you know, checked every once in a while the score, and they won. And so I imagine the nightmare will continue, because it doesn't matter if it's Lakers, if it's the Heat, if it's the hated Celtics, it ain't the Sixers. So I'm just hoping that Mike D'Antoni is the coach and that he can figure it out. All right? Like, figure it out. Doing it a long time. Knows the game inside out. All right? Figure out Ben and Joe for me. I thought I had it figured out, but didn't go that way.
Well, it could have.
Maybe.
But, you know.
But I need to grow a bomber.
Let's just see, poor Brett. Let's just see if, you know, if Mike D is the answer. Because maybe he's the answer.
I hope so.
All right.
You know what you need?
That's what I got this morning.
You know what you need?
You feel me this morning?
Yes. You know what you need?
What do I need?
Wow. That one's out to left center field. That's hit well. It is gone. A long home run over the Phillies bullpen. Number 12 for Bryce Harper. And the Phillies jump out to a 1-0 lead. It's the 48th run they have scored in the first inning this year.
You're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah!
That juice you up a little bit?
Yeah! Yeah, dude. Without a doubt, brother. Yes, it did. All right. There it is. I bare my soul. I'm asking you guys, all you guys, are you on board? You got me. 610-632-0975 is how you join us. 610-632-0975. It's Cuz Radio with the Chunis, and we're just getting started on a Thursday. Yes. A Thursday, September the 24th. Eyes toward a red October, ? All right. Now, let me tell you, I have a timely and specific message about a local company that's hiring right now for installers and service techs. Dreyfus Fireplaces, seeking skilled, reliable tradesmen to install and service prefab fireplaces at both residential and commercial sites. Visit DreyfusFireplaces.com or simply call 215-924-3500. Was your position eliminated in the wake of the COVID crisis? Are you out of work but ready to get back on the field with the right team? Dreyfus Fireplaces, located in the great city of Philadelphia, our city, might be the perfect employer for you. So let's keep it simple. They got immediate positions available. They offer competitive pay. They aren't going anywhere. They've been around for 145 years. visit DreyfusFireplaces.com. That's DreyfusS. The number again, 215-924-3500. Dreyfus, bringing the heat with quality and service since 1876.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Hello.
All right, 10:30. Baseball, right? Like Red October? Playoffs? You know, I got no delusions. There's no World Series. But I don't know, just get in. Let me just see Nolan Wheeler in the series.
I mean, there's no World Series.
And just root.
Nolan Wheeler. That wins your first series, and then you got Eflin, the ace, starting game one, round two.
Yeah. I mean, listen.
Eflin, the ace, man.
Listen, all I want, but again, I just want, I have meager expectations. I'm not asking for the moon.
No, you just want playoffs.
So, just want a playoff, man. I'm a simple man. I like playoffs. They haven't been in the playoffs in a long time.
2011.
Yeah.
I don't want them to be the second longest active playoff drought streak.
No.
I don't want that.
No, I agree.
That would be terrible.
Yes.
Could you imagine a major sports city and they would have the second active playoff drought?
Well, we're kind of used to it, right? Up until 17.
I don't want to be second.
I agree. I mean, listen. That's why we're like, hey, get in the playoffs.
Yeah, bogus, no bogus. Let's go.
There's another playoff berth in the NFL. So all those stats about 0-2 teams, they don't mean anything this year. Not another team making the playoffs. So go for it, Rock. Go for it. Let's go to kick it off. Less in Ambler Lester, good morning.
Hey, good morning, cuz Tunis. I miss you guys. I'm
What's
serious.
What's going on, my brother?
Well, first off, you know, because of my job, I can't call in at this time of day. I took the day off, especially to call you up.
Oh, and, thank you, man. You know, I appreciate
hey,
that,
no
brother.
Problem. I don't get to hear you that much, you know, anymore because I don't have my system in my office anymore, you know, since the pandemic and stuff.
But I would love for you to listen to the. Our podcast, you know, on the website. So you can always do that if you ever feel like it.
You know something, cuz I realize how old I am because all my childhood heroes are passing away. Wow. I'm also mourning, you know, the passing of Gale Sayers.
Yeah, you know? I remember. Yeah. I know what kind of football fan you are. Oh, yeah. My God, that's right. Gale Sayers, that's sad.
Yeah, so.
Hey, real quick, before you get in your point. How was he that elegant? When people always talk about Gale Sayers and the elegance, which was different than sweetness, he was more the elegant runner, right?
Like running on water. I'm serious, because for some reason back in the 60s, I got to see them play a lot, and I fell in love, especially with Buckus, the way he played. You know, my youngest son, I had some tapes of him, and I'd sit him down as a kid and say, this is how you got to play linebacker, you know? So, you know, I love watching them guys play, even though they didn't win that much, you know? But, you know, he was great. He was a great player, you know? So, anyway, the reason I called, my oldest son and my brother-in-law were in my ear for the past couple years. When Carson comes off to the sideline, how come the offense coordinator or the coach doesn't sit down with him like they see other teams doing? And for the longest time, I was poo-pooing that. I was like, well, that's not how they operate during a battle, let's say, you know?
Right.
But then the other night, I was thinking about it when I was talking to my oldest son, and it dawned on me, what if they don't sit down and talk with him because they already know what they're going to do? Like, they're not flexible. We've seen that. You know, I've come to the conclusion NFL teams and our government are like icebergs. You only see the tip. There's a whole lot of stuff happening underneath the water that you have no clue about until you see certain things happen. Then you got a little bit of a clue, you know? What do you think?
I think you're right. I think it's not kind of what they do. It's not about inflexibility. I think the offense is pretty not simple, but, you know, he's got his built-in checks. I never understood why they don't talk as much. I'll be honest with you. I agree with you guys and we've brought this up before. I don't know. I never see him converse. They never see them converse with him. I don't know. I mean, the only conclusion I can come up with is that's just not how they do things.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, which is odd because when I think about Peterson and talking to a quarterback, I think about him talking to Nick Foles.
I don't recall. Did he used to do that with Nick?
Yeah.
I go over.
Well, listen. Hey, Nick, what do you want to run? How about Philly?
Yeah. Well, then he doesn't have the same relationship with Wednesday, he had with Foles then. That's
on the surface, but we don't know. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I'll be real with you. I don't know. I don't know what kind of relationship those two have. I mean, maybe they have a great relationship. It just is what it is. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I've seen coaches distance themselves from a guy they really are close with. So it doesn't look like any kind of favoritism.
Right. Yeah.
But I don't know. Okay. I mean, I can't give you a real answer.
Okay. Well, unless we're going to work with them guys every day, we can only speculate.
I know. How the boys?
Doing great. My youngest son and his wife are expecting their first. I'm going to go do a little shopping later on, have you on the car radio.
Oh, so, fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Always great talking to you guys.
You too. You know that, brother. Love you, buddy. Take it easy, man. Les from Ambler. Lester. Great football man. Loves football. Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it before. About the that whole kind of having an audience together on the sidelines. Yeah, and here's the other thing, too. I don't know. Our eyes aren't on them the whole game either.
No. I mean, it's almost like I would have to go to the game and not pay attention when the Eagles are on defense, right? Just to watch Carson. Does he go to Doug? Or is he sitting there with Sudfeld, sitting there with Press Taylor, sitting there with Rich? I don't know. Like that, because you don't get that on the game.
No.
They're not showing the sidelines during the game.
No. Hey, I got one question off the game broadcast. Do you guys like the piped-in boos? Now, that's not the players. Nobody hears that. That's strictly the broadcast. It's a Fox thing.
Correct.
Now, I'm trying to think. Did I see it on CBS? I don't really remember it on CBS much. Or on the Monday night. Do you?
No, I know this was a Fox thing. Like, I think Fox is doing it. Because there is crowd noise.
There's ambient noise in all of them.
Yes, but I think Fox specifically is doing, like, the feel of the game thing.
Right.
And I would have to watch another Fox game. You know, I'm doing post-game, so I don't really get to listen to the 4 o'clock game. So maybe when the Eagles play the next time at night, I can really pay attention to the 1 o'clock broadcast on Fox. But I didn't hate it. I really didn't, because it was spot on.
Well, yeah, no. I mean, listen, they did.
It made me feel normal.
It felt accurate.
Yes. I wasn't happy about it because they were losing, but it was like, yeah, they would be booing right now.
Right. They would.
So I actually kind of.
So you're pro boo?
Yeah, I'm pro piped in boo.
All right.
They need to work. I don't like them doing the. Instead of doing the bells.
Right.
I didn't like, after they scored the touchdown, they just did an EAGLES.
Yeah.
They didn't do like the fight song or anything. But, you know.
It's an A for effort.
Yeah. I'll take that.
Let's go to Tim in Dayton. Timmy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Anthony, how are you, buddy?
What's going on, Tim?
Well, all right. So I think we as Philadelphia fans, you know, we are wired to. Not be idiots. Right. And you know, we see what we see, and I think we're very good at judging, coaching players, everything. And so when we watch this Eagles team, for example, we see all the flaws. I think probably better than any other fan base can do. But what you're talking about, you know, suspending disbelief and everything, I think that we also do that better than any other fan base too. So like, for example, nothing feels better, you know, than watching, you know, your Philadelphia team on TV. Like, I mean, come on. Like, you watch Carson throw a deep ball to Deshaun, you know, and you get that feeling of just pure exhilaration. And that's what we want. And, you know, I don't want to not feel that because I'm saying, oh, I'm giving up on them. I'm not going to watch them. I'm not going to do that. You know, I want them to lose. You know, I want to continue having that feeling, you know, all season long. And, you know, they're terrible. You know, they're terrible. And, you know, it's frustrating to watch sometimes. Now, let's move on to Cincinnati really quick.
Sure.
This is a Miles Sanders game. This is a Miles Sanders game. Carson doesn't have to have a big game on Sunday. So slow it down. Run the ball. I mean, you saw, like you said, we saw what Cleveland did to him. And like you said, who knows what happens? If there's one thing that I know, is that nobody really knows the NFL because it's such a week to week league and teams get hot and who knows? I mean, they beat Cincinnati, they get right game maybe. And then, like you said, maybe they can beat up on the 49ers, who's a beat up team. And then, you know, you got Pittsburgh. Look, I got news for you. They didn't look like world beaters this past Sunday. I'm sorry. Like, but who knows? I mean, let's just do what you said, suspend disbelief. We obviously clearly know that there are issues within the organization, but it's time. We have to still be behind our teams. What do you think, Ant?
I mean, you're with me right here. See, I mean, look, let's be real here. If you go into it, you're dour and you're sour and you go, is it fun? It's really not, right? There's nothing fun about that. And I'm sorry.
No.
I want to go in this Sunday. It's too early. Listen, it may come to that. I'm not trying to sell that there's some playoff team lock or whatever. Because look, they could be going into the bye 2-5, right? I don't know. I mean, who the hell knows? Or 3-5 or 2-6. I mean, I don't know. But it's too early. It's two games. They certainly
it's way too early.
Right? They're almost a touchdown favorite. I mean, look, we're not stupid. We watched the games. You saw them again. You saw Cincinnati against Cleveland. Joe Burrow's good, but you can run on that team, and you should be able to pressure Joe.
Absolutely. And look, I talked to my neighbor after the game on Sunday. He came over. He's a Chicago fan. And I was steaming, man. I was steaming at this Birds team. And he goes, and I didn't really want to buy into what he was selling. He goes, look, man, he goes, seriously, I know a lot of people don't believe in this, but there was no preseason. I'm giving my team 4 weeks. And I'm thinking to myself, why can't I be like that? And it's because I'm a Philadelphia fan. So, all right, Aaron, have a good day.
All right, Timmy, good to you, too. Brother, always a pleasure. Yeah, but here's the thing. The only thing I would disagree with is you got the same quarterback, same coach. So when we come into the season, we're not expecting 0-2 to lose against Washington. It's one thing, all right, Rams get you, all right. But losing against Washington, that game was tough to swallow.
Yes. Yeah, because you saw, like you said, veteran coach, veteran quarterback. Yes, Ron Rivera is a veteran coach in the NFL, but new team, Dwayne Haskins stinks. Right, it's only his second year. It's his first year as the Week 1 starter because he didn't start Week 1 exactly. Last year. So you go, all right, they have the advantage. And we heard that every analyst that we had on leading up to that week said the same thing. You know, they are the veteran team. They're going to be the one that has the edge to start at least the beginning of the season.
That was one of my narratives with these dudes. Like, we'd have on these guys, hey, what do you think? Doug Peterson, Carson Wentz together. She could the Eagles a little advantage, no?
They all said yes. Yeah. And what happened?
Right. So I think that's kind of what shook us, and rightly so.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I'm only selling now. Hey, let's look at it and have fun. Right? That's all I'm saying. Is let's have fun with it. Let me see if it, because soon it's out of our control and it could be no fun. So I don't want to rush to get there. I'd rather embrace the idea that they can turn it around.
Hey, you don't want to say season's over.
I can't do that. Because to me, we wait so long for football season. And why?
Especially this year.
We're going to bail a month before Halloween?
Right.
I mean, we're just after Labor Day. Season just started. I can't do that.
No, I can't either. I'm talking myself into 3-3 already. Let's go Birds.
Yeah, I think that's what it's got to be.
Yes. Or you can't go, I'm thinking 1-5.
Look, 3-3 is great. 2-4, not good, but you got a chance to get close to 500.
Yeah, and for that final spot.
You know? That's kind of how I look at it. Let's go to, where are we at? Paul, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Paulie.
Hey, good morning, Anthony. How you doing?
Good morning, my brother.
Oh, it's good to talk to you. It's been a while since I've talked to you guys.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So listen, I'm sitting here and I'm with you. I'm with Andrew. And, you know, me, I'm always going to be for our teams, you know, all for them, no matter how poorly they do. Because I look at it this way. We're the parents. These teams are our children. And yes, we expect more of them all the time. But we know that just like our kids, our real kids, occasionally they're going to disappoint us, and we feel like, come on, you're better than this. How could you do something like this? Like with the Eagles, come on, guys, you're better than this. How could you let Washington beat you, right? But you know what? Just like I would with my son, granted, he's only 6, and you got little boys and everything. Yes. You know how it is. So we're still far away from those times, but it's going to be, hey, you know what? Okay, you messed up. I am a little disappointed in you, but here's your chance to show me really the great kid I know you are. And that's how I look at. I'm looking at the Eagles. That's how I'm looking at the Phillies. You know what?
That's right.
Take one day at a time. Let's
that's
shake
right.
it off. Okay, we had a couple of setbacks. You had a couple of bad tasks. No big deal. You know what? Let's get ourselves together. Let's work on making sure. I'm not asking for 100 on that social studies test, you know. So I'm not asking for the Super Bowl. You know what? Give me a win, or you know, for the Birds on Sunday, for the Phillies. Let's win the first game of this Tampa Bay series, okay? And now we work towards the second game. We take it one bit at a time, and we get back there. And we support. And yeah, you know, it's always disappointing, but we love them. You know what other analogy sometimes I use with our teams?
What's that?
They're the Christopher to our Tony, man. We love them. We love them. We know all the potential that they have.
Yeah.
They make us angry.
They got a heroin problem.
Hair. But oh my goodness. So, but listen, I want to thank you guys. I can never thank you guys enough. Everybody there, you, because as you know from before me telling you, it's been a difficult couple of years.
Yeah, buddy.
Back in the hospital again earlier this month. But
how you make it out?
You know, I'm not too good. Unfortunately, like I said, I was back in the hospital and some news been discovered, so I'm going to be going back on chemo and Rituxan. But it's okay. Let's pray.
Listen, we want to pray for Paul. We want to get the power. I believe in the power of prayer. I do too. I believe in that, and we're going to send vibes out. People in their cars right now, people at home, they're going to pray for you. You're going to take a moment, and you're going to pray for Paul. All right, buddy?
I appreciate that. Thank you, man.
All right, I love you, man. You hang in there, buddy. Please do that for Paul. That is, I believe in that. I really, really do. And his notion is right, right? Like, you know, it's all about that. It's about rooting for it. It's about you love them, as much as they disappoint you.
Yes, especially this Phillies team. And there has been a lot of disappointment this year.
Yeah.
But they are still there.
Sorry it wasn't good enough. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry it wasn't good enough.
Right, right, right.
Oh. Well, he may not be the son that I love.
Yeah.
I go, you know what, dude?
Make it good enough for the weekend.
Yeah, please. You know, get that cutter over 90 miles per hour just this once. They can go back to 88 first round of the playoffs.
Oh, that's great.
You want the poll regarding our Phillies and our hope?
Yes.
So it's on at 975 middays. And I mentioned how you were down, not just during the show yesterday, but after the show. You were, you know, it was a tough day yesterday because we were venting for four straight hours. Yes. So the question, will you suspend disbelief, forget about analysis, and just be a Phillies fan and root them on the next three games and hope they make the playoffs? Of course, the poll of the day is brought to you by Marvin Decans Heating and Air Conditioning. Marvin Decans Heating and Air Conditioning is open and able to assist you with any emergency service and replacement needs, including installation of air scrubbers and other air quality products. Visit MarvinDecans.com. Your options. Yes, let's go Phillies. There you go. There's the positive one. No, the bullpen sucks. And lose, fire Klentak. Right now, the positive note, let's go Phillies, leads the way 50% of the vote.
All right.
32% say lose, fire Klentak. And
yeah,
then,
see, but that's skewed because automatically I almost feel like I would want to vote for that.
Yeah, but do you want them to just fire the GM or do you want them to make the playoffs?
I want them to make the plus, then fire
and
the
fire GM. Yes. And 19% say no, the bullpen sucks. And immediately, I literally put this poll out at 10:43, and by 10:44, Gux on Twitter responds, "I love pain, so let's go Phillies." Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry it wasn't good enough.
Yeah. Sorry it wasn't good enough. Yes.
They got this.
We love pain. All right. Let's take a quick TO. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. It is Cuz Radio with Chunas hanging out. All right, let's talk a little bit about Parks Casino Street Row, Ben Salem. I was telling you about it tonight. Cuz's Corner will be hanging out. Don't forget. So as we open up the Parks app, and you can sign up, download the Parks app, and they're offering have a great offer going on where you download it, and if you just deposit $500. And you're in Pennsylvania, use that code FANATIC. Guess what? You got yourself a risk-free bet to $500. So tonight, I'm looking. I gave it a heat last night. I've been giving you some winners lately. Lakers are a 6-point favorite. I'm not ready to call it yet. I'm still leaning Denver. Plus the 6. 6 seems fat. But I don't want to make it official yet. You do got NFL, Birds. As we look at the Birds, they are a 6-point favorite. Actually, 5. Yeesh. That thing's going down. It started at 6.5. It's now down to 5. And it's minus 106. I do like the over with them. I could see that being a higher scoring game. Anyway, check it out. Like, mess around with the app. It's great. They have all the games, all the different spreads. You can do whatever which way you want. You can turn the 5-point line into a pick'em line and lay the extra juice. Or you can turn the 5-point line into a 10-point line and get extra payout. It's all a lot of fun. Check it out. ParksCasino.com/PA. Use the promo code FANATIC. Get a risk-free bet up to $500. You got to be 21 in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 11 across the Delaware Valley. Happy Thursday. Game Sunday. Coming up a little bit, we're going to have D-Gun join us. And D-Gun will give you some insight into the Birds. We'll ask him about Jalen Reagor. Right now, there's some talk about a month and maybe the bye week. And or getting him to the bye. And D-Gun said it could be sooner than that, that he'll be back. Now, he's got that thumb injury. So, again, you're already down credible receivers. So, you know, the quicker he comes back, the better. Now, Sunday, it might not look good for Fletcher Cox. We were just talking about this before, but he's got an oblique. So, we'll talk to D-Gun about what kind of state Birds are in for Sunday. Now, listen, I'm worried about the receivers. I've told you about it. I'm still worried about it. There's one credible receiver with DeSean Jackson. Now, I think those two, Carson and D-Jack, have that. They got a connection. I liked Reagor. I think Rager's got a shot. But again, he's hurt. So that brings into the mix the Hightowers.
Right.
The Ward
sides.
The war, well.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a Ward guy more than anything.
I agree.
To me, I trust Ward more than Hightower and way more than Whiteside. I put Ward in the slot and be done with it. I would go Hightower, Jackson, and Ward would be my three when I'm at 11. Now, rarely are they, you know them. They're always in, that 12, which is the two tight ends.
Yeah.
So, but that's kind of the state. Here's the deal. Against Cincinnati, and you saw the Browns have success running the football. I mean, they pounded it. So, I'm expecting a monster day from the backs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm expecting Miles to have over 100.
I like that.
We're going to find out what his total is.
Yeah, that'll come out later this week. I also like it, like a 2-TD day for DeSean.
For DeSean?
Uh-huh.
All right.
I mean, look, week one.
I can see Miles getting a 2-TD.
I think you're probably right. Week one, only 50% of the snaps.
Right.
Week two, he's not in the game plan until halftime, until the second half, and Carson targets him like crazy.
Without Reagor,
exactly,
he got to play.
Yes,
I can see that. I can see I can see it being
$42 touchdowns.
I can see it being a Miles D-Jax day.
Yeah, one of those touchdowns. Sanders play action,
right?
Play action, and then you get 11-10.
That's 11-06, but that's good.
They're almost there.
I like it. I like it.
I think that Jack is still in the freezer.
So, is it really?
It might be. I'll check during the break.
We got no ginger, though.
Yeah.
They don't have ginger in the machine.
No?
I don't think. So, here's the deal. I got to tell you about, our main Jim from the Palm.
Yeah. Realist. Real Adelphian.
Right. So, Sunday night on the text board. He sends over this picturesque, like beautiful landscape. And it was a golf course. And his point was, he's not wasting any time now. He's on the golf course.
Can't do that.
All right. Now, it's funny because my friend of mine, my crew, part of my crew,
mm-hmm.
Vinny wanted to play golf Sunday. Now, not with me, because I'm watching.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But with...
Like this Sunday? 1 o'clock?
This past Sunday. Now, I don't know. I saw hey, you guys really aren't watching the game, are you? Let's play this Sunday. But they wanted to play last Sunday. Now, there's a rash of golfing going on.
Listen,
on Sundays.
I hate to do it.
That's a violation.
It is. I agree with you. What 100%. Do you mean? I agree. In fact, Jim from the Palm said, hey, there's room in my foursome.
That's a violation.
Brother, I love you, but
it was only week two.
I agree. And now it's week three. And the rash of golfing. I mean, I go, you know, no. We're nuts. What? And I can't even, you know, I can't even say anything. Listen, now, if it's a beautiful Sunday, like my cousin would do, like he would, this is his break time, right? And you know when you get that flash of post-Labor Day warmth?
Yes.
Where it's, you know, an 85 degree day. Look, I'm all about the beach. If you can grab a beach day, grab a beach day. You know, forget about the golf, because you can play golf any day. You get a beach day on a Sunday, knock yourself out. But you got to at least follow the game on one of your devices.
Yeah.
But you can't go play golf.
No, you can't do that.
Right?
No, you can't do that. At least do a 4:30 tee time.
You can't do it 2 weeks into the season.
No.
Jim from the Pump, 2 weeks in the season. And he was joking. He goes,
I love
listen,
Jim. Nice man.
I got my, he said, fucking the exact quote.
Can't do that 2 weeks in.
The exact quote. Now you tell me, like, listen, here it is. My days are a hardworking man. My days off are few and far between anymore. So I'm not going to waste a beautiful day screaming at my TV. I'm not a Negadelphian. I'm disgusted with what we have going on between the Birds, Phillies, and Sixers. I'll be back screaming at my TV in the future.
Well, when it's cold out?
Can you listen, when he hits you with that, what do you say to him?
Yeah, I know.
You know, you say you got a life. I mean, I couldn't. I don't care.
Yeah, but if they won, he wouldn't say it was wasting a day. And you can't go in each week saying they're going to lose. Once 1 o'clock hits, you got to, you know, your fandom takes over. Just like I'm doing this for the Phillies. The Rays are the better team than the Phillies. The bullpen sucks. Their ERA is over 7. But I'm going to take all analysis out and come first pitch tomorrow and first pitch the next two games. Let's go, Phils. Screw the analysis. Screw all the injuries. Screw Gabe Kapler being in front of them. I don't care. Let's go, Phils. Do that for the Eagles, too.
All right. I agree. I mean, that's my whole thing is I just want to go Phillies. I agree. But let me ask you, do you think Vinny's alone? Jim from the Palms alone?
Yeah, I think they're alone.
Do you?
I do, yeah.
I'm going to put the question out.
Nobody's bailing on the Eagles, watching an Eagles game this early.
Listen,
nobody
I'm
going to
put the question out. If you on last Sunday or this coming Sunday, let me look at the weather. I think it's going to rain, though. Saturday, it's raining. Sunday, it's beautiful. 80 degrees.
Open the windows.
On Sunday. Partly sunny. In fact, it might be our last 80-degree day for a while.
Wow.
Looking at the next week's forecast. So Sunday's 80. What are you guys doing? And I can say, listen, here's the scenario. You got a beach house. You have a foursome with your buddies.
Golf, that is.
You got a hangout, you know, afternoon with your girl. Those are the four options, right? You either watch the game. You got beach, golf, girl, barbecue, whatever you want. The park.
You do the barbecue during the Eagles game. You can watch it.
No, I'm just giving you. These are the four options you have. What are you choosing?
Eagles.
Well, I'm choosing the Eagles and you're choosing the Eagles.
I would say 97% say Eagles.
I would completely disagree with that.
What?
Yeah, I put it out as a poll. Four options. Put it out as a poll.
Okay.
Hang with your girl. Hang on the beach.
So what are you doing this Sunday at 1 o'clock?
Eagles. What? Pick one of the four. Which of the four would you do? All right? And you think it's a 97%? Do you really? Because I'll take the under. What's your guess?
I'm still going to go at least 90.
You're going to say 90% say
yes.
Yes. No. Just to make it sporting for you, you could have 75%.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
It's a lock.
Okay. Sandwich.
Okay.
All right. Primo.
There's no way Philadelphia sports fans are already out week three.
You're going to put... No, listen. Those are the four options.
Okay.
For Sunday. Make sure you phrase the question.
For this Sunday.
It's going to be 80 degrees on Sunday. Beautiful day. You have four options. A, watch the birds. B, go to the beach. C, play golf. D, hang with your girl. All right? You can put B or whatever you want. Go to have a barbecue in the park. There you go. There's your options. Let me get back to the phones. Mike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mikey.
You know, a lot has been made about, you know, whether it's play calling or coaching or, but the reality is no offensive coordinator is going to prevent you from missing wide open receivers or ignore wide open receivers. And my point is, when I look at this, you know, specific head coach, Doug Peterson, in every circumstance that he had a different quarterback, whoever the quarterback was, he performed as a team, as the head coach, significantly better. And this is going to sound crazy, but even last year, Josh McCown, who obviously is 41 years old and had a torn hamstring, in that playoff game, he only played three quarters. He still had 100 passer rating and a 70% completion percentage.
Did you watch that game? Come on, that's ridiculous.
And by the way,
stop, that's ridiculous. They had no chance at winning the game.
And with Wentz, there was...
Did you watch the game? Well, forget about Wentz for a second. You can't... If you want to give me the Super Bowl, okay, give me the Super Bowl. But if you're going to give me... You can't... You discredit your opinion.
I'm making a joke.
You discredit yourself by doing that, but go ahead.
All I'm saying... No, my point is, like, when they didn't kick the field goals at the end of the game, McCown would have had at least 15 points. So all I'm saying is, like, at a 41-year-old with a torn hamstring... Score 15.
Yeah, I hear you. You're going for hyperbole. Stay out of the hyperbole business.
Okay. So regardless of that example, I'm just going to look at the overall record. And
you're looking at the Super Bowl run
and 2018,
in which Wentz was 11-1 when he got hurt.
11-2.
Okay, and then you're looking at the following year where they got hot at the end.
Right. And what I'm saying is the opponents they faced were significantly tougher. Like, even in 2018, the Texans were 11-2 when they faced them. They won, like, 10 in a row. The Rams went to the Super Bowl that year.
So it's one quarterback. It's not other quarterbacks.
Well, okay,
you're saying that Peterson is better with Foles than he is with Wentz.
And it's not even about Foles. I'm just saying
But here's the thing. Maybe he is better with a guy like Foles. Maybe his offense... The way it's constructed is better with Foles. I don't know.
Well, so therefore, what I'm saying is don't put any blame. Like, if they go 0-6,
I'm sorry. I disagree with you that Peterson gets no blame.
But why is this Foles? If he's missing wide open receivers and you're scheming guys wide open, your play calling is having receivers.
Dude, I'm sorry. Did you watch the game Sunday?
Yeah, and
first of all, you don't know where the ball was supposed to go. I saw the Goddard. Miss where he was open. I saw that play too, but I don't know if that was the play was designed to go there.
But he's looking at it, so throw it to him.
Okay, in reality, you don't know the play, and I didn't see receivers running wide open. One play.
Well, Ertz was overthrown a few times. Ward was overthrown a couple of times.
No, he wasn't. Ward was not overthrown. I agree with you. Listen, he was awful Sunday. I agree with you. But I didn't see some great scheme. I didn't see any great... I know what you're saying, and I say no. So if you don't want to blame Doug, don't blame Doug.
Well, I'm saying
put Doug in the Hall of Fame. Go ahead. I don't care.
I'm just saying, give him an opportunity, and not even Foles, anybody else. Just give him an opportunity. Let's see what he does. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, how about seeing Wentz with a different coach?
Well, let look at the reality. I don't think a coach is going to make a guy.
Really? Well, I don't know that's the reality. I don't know that that's the reality. You're not going to change my mind. So it is what it is. You think it's all Wentz. I think it's Wentz and Doug. That's all. Let's see if they can figure it out. I still see subpar wide receivers. You don't. All right. We're at an impasse. I'm not having the same conversation over and over and over again. And then you want to bring in the McCown thing, which was flat out stupid. And I'm glad, Mikey, that you admitted that that was hyperbole. You're taking a finite piece of time with Foles. All right. Now, listen, to your point, I'll go with you. To your point, it was twice, Super Bowl and the following year. So, all right. Maybe Doug does perform better with Foles. But you're going to come to the conclusion that, and again, because you overstated it the same way you overstated the McCown thing, there wasn't wide receivers running wide open. He didn't play well, and he made a horrible decision. But it wasn't like I'm watching a quarterback that couldn't hit the side of a barn that day. He missed a couple guys, yeah. Worse, his decision-making. But don't give me quarterback rating at all. I mean, that's just nonsense. That's just you don't watch the game. You don't have a direct grasp of football. Use your eyes. Like, look what you see. All right. So without using the hyperbole of, I saw everybody, there was guys wide open. Did you see guys wide open, Andrew?
No.
Just checking, because maybe it was my own TV. Because Fox pumps in booze. Maybe they were pumping in wide open Eagle receivers. And I somehow didn't come on my TV.
Or they were in Madden players.
Right. Like there was like guys wide open that he missed all day long. I mean, look, I'm not getting involved in the witch hunt for the quarterback. I think the kid's got talent. Now, I could be wrong. He may never realize it, but don't enlist me in the witch hunt. I'm out on the witch hunt.
I'm out on the Eagles fans right now. I'm looking at this poll. This is terrible. What happened to you people?
I told you.
What happened?
I don't want to say I told you, but I told you.
I'll give you the poll coming up. We got D-Gun. But my God, I am disappointed in you, Philadelphia.
All right. 610-632-0975.
Early voting.
Week 2 football is in the books. There's no better place to get in on all the Week 3 action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of Week 3, DraftKings Sportsbook giving all new users the chance to turn a dollar into $100 when they bet on any team. That's right. You can place a $1 bet on any team. That team wins. You cash a cool Benjamin. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code FANATIC when you sign up. You get this can't-miss offer. Pick any team during Week 3. Bet a buck on them. Win $100. If they win, that's $1 to win $100 when you use promo code FANATIC during sign-up. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. 11:30 across the Delaware Valley. All right, real quick, Tunis, because a lot of activity. The beautiful weather that is September across the Delaware Valley. We gave you the option. Watch the birds at home. go to the beach, go play golf, go in the park with your girl.
Yeah, we did barbecue in the park for that fourth one.
All right.
So they're not as egregious as they were. At first, it was like 50-50, but it has gone up, but it's still low. Only 62% are picking watching the Eagles game. And then you have 20% say play golf with friends, 12% say go to the beach, 6% do the barbecue at the park. But there are a lot of people responding, and there's a lot of the you're a fraud fan if you don't watch. But then Jay responds, these comments are great. If you choose anything over football, are you a real fan? Eagles haven't showed up for actual football since last year, so why should I? Stop it.
Wow. This is a beautiful day. It's going to be 80 degrees.
This is ridiculous. I am stunned.
I told you. Listen, I can read people. I read where the TVs are going. Listen, I've been doing this a long time, man. I know how people feel. I judge it from my own circle.
I'm stunned.
I got my own circle. They're not even interested in it. And it's beautiful outside. God only knows what's ahead of us with fall and winter and COVID. Right?
Yeah.
You know.
I hear you.
And this team, does it warrant your attention? Now, listen, we love them. And you and I are in a different thing because not only is our livelihood, but yeah, there's an addiction to it, right? Like, Sunday Eagles playing, I can't tell you when I've ever missed a game. Even when I was in Chicago and I was covering all the teams, I would find a way. Or I was in New York. If I could find a way to watch the Eagles, I would. All right. Let's go to our Comcast Business Hotline and welcome in the man. He's got he's always got great news. That's right. He's on the pregame show with Devon and B. West. He's got the Gun on One podcast, the latest episode with B. Dawg. You don't want to miss that. He is the great D. Gun on the Comcast Business Hotline. D. Gun.
Morning, guys. 62%. I'm shocked. I thought a low percentage would have been 75%. 62%? Is that what COVID has done to us, to the fan base? Is
well,
that what we're living with
the Eagles,
now?
The Eagles have a part in that, no?
I don't care. Anthony, you know me. I don't care if they're 0-16. I'm watching football, man. Yeah, I need help, man. I'm a football addict, brother.
Yeah, well, but that's us. Like, we have to take ourselves out of the equation and realize that there's...
I want to up that percentage.
Right, but we have to realize there's that people have lives. That people look at it and go, it's 80 degrees. Like, I got a buddy of mine who's got a short house, right? Yeah. It's 80 degrees. Right. Now, he goes, am I going to go to the beach or am I going to sit inside and watch them?
Why can't you go to the beach and sit inside and watch them and watch the waves roll outside your window?
Yeah, and he goes, I could be outside and smell the air. That's not just coming from a window, right? Like, you and I would do that, but most people have lives, and I can't blame them, and they need to give them something to watch. They need to pull them in from the beach chair or the golf course or the barbecue. It's up to the team to pull them in.
Anthony, we have families. We both have lives. But in this world we live in today, we can watch games on an iPad, laptop, Apple Watch. We can watch games, listen to games, any way, shape,
right?
So
but you know the real deal though. Are you really gonna? If you're at a barbecue in the park, at Fairmount Park, and you got everybody's hanging out, you're not watching a game. You might have an eye on a game. There's a difference. There's different when you watch the game, like I'm sure you watch the game like I do, which is in a fortress, right?
No, I'm not allowed, Anthony. I have to watch the game with my wife sitting there, my grandson running around, three dogs running around the house. I'm not allowed to isolate myself anymore.
All right, so I got a lot of things to get to. First off, you have an update on some of the injuries. So Jalen Reagor's thumb may not be too bad, Derek Gunn?
Well, see, now there's a lot of misinformation out there. I know the initial report came out that said 5 to 6 weeks, maybe coming back after the bye week.
Right.
And then people I talked to said he's not going to miss that long. then, and I said, I put out there two games, and, you know, two games could, you know, cause two weeks could still be three games when you look at it if he had the surgery right now. And then I've heard he could be on a three-game IR. So, what I've been told consistently is at the very most three games, you know, the three-game IR right now. The way they're looking at it is they expect him back after he comes off that three-game IR.
All right. And what about Fletch on Sunday? Are we worried about him playing?
Yeah, that's going to be a little bit tricky one because he has that oblique injury. And he was in a lot of pain coming out of that Rams game. He played in a lot of pain in that game as well. Right now, it's 50-50 in terms of his status and his availability for this Sunday. They're trying their best to get him ready for that game, but that's an iffy situation.
All right, so what happens? We're talking to D. Gunn on the Comcast Business Hotline. What's the receiver situation look like without Rager?
Oh, my goodness.
Hightower back. I just don't know what they see in Arcega Whiteside. I mean, I
don't either.
Right? Okay.
I still can't figure it out. And I don't want to sit here and bash the young man because obviously.
Yeah, I mean, nobody wants to be mean.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you're only as good as the quarterback gets you the ball. And I don't know if it's a lack of trust in Whiteside. I don't know if he's just that average. I don't know if he hasn't his mental and physical capacity hasn't increased to the satisfaction of the organization in terms of being more physical, more mentally tough, running better routes, fighting for the ball, whatever the case may be. I just don't get this at all with this guy. I mean, this was a second round pick, and when you think about the number of people they could have drafted ahead of them, I've got to take it back to the scouting staff and the people that drafted them and pushed to draft this kid this high, if that's what you've gotten out of him in a little bit more than a year and a half now. Because that's one of the more perplexing things about this Eagles offense is in terms of I'm still waiting for him to have that breakout game. I'm still waiting here for his name to be called at least 5, 6, 7 times a game. I'm still waiting for him to do something spectacular. I'm still waiting for him to find the end zone, and it's just not happening yet.
Yeah, I know, and it doesn't bode well. I mean, it appears that the only real connection that Wentz has, other than the tight ends, is D-Jack.
Yep. Well, you look at D-Jack, they don't throw him a ball in the first half. And I'm thinking,
yeah, I don't understand that a little bit.
You let this man go 30 minutes without a catch?
I don't. Believe me, we had a caller, and just about 10 minutes, 15 minutes ago, who blamed everything on Wentz. Now, listen, Wentz has not played well. But in fairness, where was DeSean Jackson? His only guy that he feels like he's got a connection with on the outside, he's not. You don't see him for half, both times.
See, people keep looking at DeSean just as a deep threat.
No,
and
he's
DeSean
not.
DeSean is much more than that.
Oh, yeah, he moved the sticks. He'll do dependable, great hands.
Oh, my goodness. Cross the middle. Send him on delayed crossing routes. Send him on drag routes. Send him on more quick outs. A lot of times, you know, when they started throwing him the ball in the second half, what was he doing? He would dig his cleats in the dirt, give you the look like he's going deep, stop, turn out, 7, 8, 9, 10 yards. Boom. Use him in that regard. And if you find
the throws that were good from Carson on Sunday were the ones to Jackson.
To DJ, exactly. Use him up and down the field. Chew a defense up using him in that manner. Give that man a chance to make a play. He doesn't have to just be a deep threat to make a play. Send him on a deep post route. Send him on comeback routes. He has the whole arsenal of routes in the book. You have to get more creative with this guy, especially when you're talking about your next tier is John Hightower and Greg Ward and J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. Really?
Yeah, I hear you. So let's talk about the quarterback, D. Gunn, with us. Don't forget the pregame show Sunday, B. West and Devon. That's an all-star pregame show. What's wrong with the quarterback in your estimation?
I thought it was telling to a certain degree when Doug Peterson was asked a question earlier this week. Are you surprised that a fifth-year quarterback in the same system or the same coach appears to be regressing? And Doug started out by saying, that's a good question. That's a red flag right there because that opens up the floodgates of speculation that, You know, the coach is thinking the same thing that we are, okay? And no matter how he tried to cover that statement later in that statement, it's already out there now. And so I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's Carson being stubborn in the offense. I don't know if you know, Doug says he gives Carson a lot of freedom to call games, to have input in games. And I don't know if it's Carson just mismanaging the game now. He's obviously making wrong throws because for a guy who's averaged 7 interceptions a year over the last 3 years, and he already has 4 in 2 games, he obviously is not making the right decisions right now. Is Doug going to have to rein him back in and call the entire game? That remains to be seen. This team.
Wait a second, time out. So you're telling me that this whole the game plan is Carson?
I'm not saying the whole game plan. I'm saying Doug, based on what Doug told us, Doug gives Carson a lot of freedom to audibly.
Oh, he's got a freedom to check. He's a check with me to go to run versus pass. But as far as where the ball is going. And play call itself on a pass play, that's Doug.
Well, it is Doug, but we don't know to what percentage that Carson might check, Carson might change. We don't know. I mean, I don't know.
No, I'm with you. But that's check to run or check from run to pass, not the play call itself.
Do we know for a fact that he doesn't have the option to change the play based on what he might step to the line?
Well, I don't know. I just took it from Doug that he said that. You know, he's got the ability to check, and that means check from run or pass, depending on where the safety is.
Well, I need more clarification. I don't disagree with you.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm throwing it to you. Yeah. I just heard Doug say check, and when you say check, that means, you know, run, pass, run, depending on what you're reading from the defense.
There are a lot of quarterbacks that have the option also to change plays at the line of scrimmage. Now, you know, obviously you got to build up a certain trust and get to a certain status before you have that kind of carte blanche. I don't know if Doug has given him that carte blanche. I'm not saying he does. I'm not saying he does. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't know if Doug would ever reveal that, especially in a situation like this where nobody in the planet ever thought that this team would start out at 0-2.
Because of the Washington game. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and if this team messed around and loses to Cincinnati on Sunday, I can't wait to see how they try to cover this up next week.
Yeah, I hope. I mean, listen, I know that their line, I guess, has gone down or whatever it is. And I don't know. I look at this team. I watched Cincinnati, and I love Burrow. I do love Burrow, but their offensive line isn't good. And that defense can get shredded on the ground. Like, to me, this isn't even a Carson game. This is run.
Cincinnati spent a lot of money in the offseason on defense. They brought in the likes of DJ Reader. And they've talked, I've been reading a lot, you know, online about the Bengals this week, and all they've talked about is stopping the run. We're better than that against the run. We're better than this against the run. Now, if they're making a concerted effort to try to bow up and stop Miles Sanders on the ground, that means Carson has to torch him through the air.
And that's you can tell me what. All I know is I watched the Browns. They could have ran for 300 yards against that team.
Yeah, they could have. They ran for 215. You're right. I agree. Now, some of the pieces weren't there on defense against the Browns. I don't know what the health status is right now. I'm not saying the Eagles shouldn't be able. If the Eagles ran for 4.8 yards a carry against that Rams front, you're right. They should have a field day against the Cincinnati front. But I don't know what to expect from this team with players dropping like flies left and right. This is unbelievable.
Right. I guess my point is, listen, I mean, if they lose Sunday, I don't expect it. I expect them to win Sunday. If they lose, then forget about it. We're looking at a potential, you know, 4-12 team.
I couldn't agree with you more. If I was a betting man, I would go so far as to say I'd be disappointed if the Eagles don't beat this team by double digits on Sunday.
Yeah, I agree.
I would go so far as to say that.
Yeah.
But when I look at this kid, Joe Burrow, this kid's got poise. This kid, you know, you always look for little crinks in the armor when you're talking about rookie quarterbacks. This kid is smooth as silk, you know. And I'm looking at who he's throwing to. He's got 2 first-round picks and John Ross and A.J. Green. He got T. Higgins in the second round. He's got 3 weapons he can throw to. They have a decent backfield. It's all predicated on what the offensive line does. But again, look at the Eagles' defensive front. Two games now they've allowed quarterbacks to be comfortable back there. Are you convinced that this defensive front, especially if Fletcher Cox is not playing,
no,
is going to put
I'm not.
On that quarterback?
I'm not. But and you forgot Boyd, who's the best receiver of the group. I mean, come on, man. It's still the Bengals. You got to be able to pressure this kid.
Really? Did they pressure Dwayne Haskins?
I agree with you. Talk to your boy.
That's all I'm saying.
Talk to Jim. Tell him to throw fastballs.
When Jim Schwartz tells us we simplified a game plan for the Rams, and Rodney McLeod comes out and says, we knew everything they were going to do. So you knew they were going to roll out most of the plays and play action, and your quarterback is standing there. He's dinking and dunking down the field, and receivers are standing wide open down the field. You knew everything they were doing, and you didn't adjust on the fly to counter what they were doing, and you give up that many points. I'm concerned.
What are you doing? I hear you. Without a doubt.
What are you doing?
Without a doubt.
As a veteran defensive coordinator playing a chess game, what are you doing?
Yeah. You might want to give him a linebacker, though. I will say that.
Oh, what?
Do they have any linebackers on this team? You're right.
Yeah, linebackers?
Yeah.
So the word is out now across the NFL for anybody who's playing the Eagles. You want to attack this team and loosen them up. All we need is a decent tight end, and we can go after them with the linebackers. The message is out now. And they have nowhere to go right now in terms of linebackers.
Yeah.
What they have is what it is, man.
So back to the original question.
Yes.
Are you going to the beach?
No. I'm watching the football. I'm having a knockdown, drag-out fight with the family. Look, I love you all, but you know what happens between September and January. You know where I am on
yes,
Sunday.
That's right. T-Gun, we love you, buddy.
Stay up, Anthony.
We love
and everybody
you,
out there, don't forget.
You just got done telling us the Bengals are going to win, and you tell us to stay up.
I did
up.
Not say that. No, I did not. I did not tell
I'm
you the Bengals are
you.
Going to win. Come on, man.
We'll be listening Sunday. And don't forget the Gun on One podcast.
Yeah.
Latest episode with B-Dawg, baby.
Wait till you see who my guest is this Monday. I'm not going to give it away.
Ooh.
But he's well known in the Philadelphia market. You know, and all I'll tell you this, here's a teaser. A lot of people love to hate him. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Uh-oh. A lot of people love to hate him.
That's all I can tell you.
Wow. Damn. That's a great tease. All right.
There you go.
Well, let us know. We can't wait. We'll be following
right,
you. Thanks, brother. Good stuff, D-Gun. There he
all
is.
Right, you guys have a great weekend.
You too, buddy. D-Gun on the Comcast Business Hotline. What's the poll up? What's the poll update?
It's still disappointing. Where are we at here? Okay. It'll be 80 degrees and sunny this Sunday, the last 80-degree day for a while. You have four options for 1 o'clock. Which do you choose? Watch the Eagles, go to the beach, play golf with friends, barbecue at the park. 60% say watch the birds. 20% say play golf with friends. 13% say go to the beach. 7% say barbecue at the park. I am disappointed. Golf in the morning. A lot of people are saying, I'm golfing in the morning.
Dude.
Yeah, good.
You get the question.
Yeah.
Right? Like
I'm disappointed.
I'm giving you the question. That's the question. It's 80 degrees on Sunday. It's a lovely day. No humidity, the whole thing. And again, I'm a loser, so I got nowhere to go. All right? I'm watching the Eagles game. That's what I always do every week. I watch the Eagles game. But again, that's my job, and I'm a loser. So whatever. It's a double bang. But a lot of people, it's like... And I can't, when they say it, I can't blame them. It's a beautiful day. It's a day of life. God's gift of life. I want to be active. You don't want to be a schlub on the couch like, cuz is a schlub. You could be active, hitting them long, or catching some rays, or, you know, hanging out, having a catch. We're buttoning at the park with the dog running around.
You can do that
around.
At halftime.
Get to the halftime. You know. Told you.
I'm stunned.
And
man.
You said nine. I was generous.
Yes, you gave me 75.
I gave you 75.
I'm stunned.
You shouldn't be. Again, do they give you any reason? That's the comeback that a lot of people say. Like, you gotta give me a reason to stay inside.
They're my beloved Eagles.
Well, they are your beloved Eagles, but sometimes you can take a break, is what people are saying.
We complain about the Eagles. Nobody's golf game's good. You just end up getting disappointed when you play golf.
Hey, dude, you know, I can only
you gotta tell pay you to play golf.
I can only tell you what the people are saying. All right, listen. I had the virtual back to school night last night. So it was interesting. We had it for Mossy's class. So Massimo had his virtual class. So my wife and I were on the Zoom and we're waiting for, you know, the teacher comes on and all the people are around and they're doing whatever they can at the school, St. Margaret's, to keep it clean and do the distancing and the masks and then make sure the kids are doing the right thing. And that's why I got to talk about my man, Eric Schaefer, and his company, Schaefer Supply, because the school districts in Philadelphia, surrounding counties, have been relying on ShaferSupply.com for their cleaning and janitorial needs since way back in the 60s. All right. Now, you know, we're back to school. We had back to school night last night. Like I said, Schaefer's is uniquely positioned to keep our students and teachers safe, keep our cherished schools clean. Right. Sometimes I know some are in shifts. Talked to a lot of people who's sometimes Wednesday is the break day. It's the disinfectant day. Well, look, if that's the case of your school, this midweek cleaning can be made easier with the help of Schaefer's wide ranging supply of electrostatic sprayers and foggers. If you're a superintendent, director of janitorial custodial purchasing, visit ShaferSupply.com now. Find the sprayers right for your schools. Visit ShaferSupply.com. That's S-C-H-A-P-E-R-S Supply.com.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Cannonball! It's noon across the Delaware Valley. Yeah. You know what that means? It's the football pool time.
Cannonball!
By the way, I tell you about the football pool. I tell you, every day we love the football pool. In fact, if you're the fifth caller at 215-263-0975, you win $100 cash a Franklin from Parks Casino and Sportsbook. All right. You also, if you answer the question right, you get qualified to win the grand prize. I tell you about it all the time. $1,000 cash from Parks Casino and Sportsbook. All the chips from Her's the Best. The Landis Block and Concrete Fire Pit. The Snowblower from Paul B. Moyer and Sons. And then all the gag gifts, right? The Tony Hawk Pro Skater, Talking Teddy Bear, the Peter LaViolette autographed mini helmet, and the Godfather trivia game. Now, I was listening yesterday to Mike. Tunis, did you have to hear the show yesterday during the Godfather trivia hour?
It was general knowledge, so I heard a few questions.
Did you hear something? Because he was playing the Godfather trivia game. And I will say this. I was disappointed in how many people got the questions.
Really?
Yeah, like nobody... People flubbed it. I was really disappointed.
Now, was it... When you heard, was it more like younger callers that didn't get it? Or was it like older callers that probably have seen it 10, 15 times? Like, dude, I'm asking because I'm a guy. I saw the first and second one 3 times. I've not seen it 100 times. Like, how many times do you think you've seen The Godfather 1 and 2?
No, I couldn't even tell you.
Exactly. So you can, you know, rehearse it. Whereas I can't because I've only seen it 3 times each.
I mean, I mean, it was part of the family growing up. And,
right.
And I watch it at least 2-3 times a year.
Because I wonder how many people between 20 and 30 have seen The Godfather at least 10 times. Like, watched it through at least 10 times. Because I haven't.
I got to tell you, it's the greatest movie ever made.
It's great.
It just is. It's just a work of art. It's before, listen, it was before my time.
Right.
All right? The only hole in your game
is movies.
Well, I'm talking about you as a generation.
Ah, okay.
The millennial generation. The only real hole, because I think you guys have great taste. Great taste in food, television, is you don't like a lot of stuff that happened before you were born. And The Godfather, before my time, it's one of the greatest movies ever made. It's just the work of art.
Yeah, I think you're right. When it comes to movies, when it comes to television shows, I think you're right. And I don't know if it's because, obviously, effects are totally different nowadays. Now, that wasn't a movie, obviously, with special effects. That was more so the story. But, I mean, I think you're right. I don't know. It depends. Like, I think a lot of people try to make old fashion new again and cool again. Like, you know, you see things pop up every once in a while. But when it comes to movies, I think you're 100% right.
Yeah, I mean, only because like, the Godfather thing, I mean, come on. Certain pieces, like, you got to know. Not alone. There's a handful of, like, great films, books, you know, culture
pieces. Don't get started on books.
That you got to know.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I don't hear that. Let me go to Stanton. Stanton, you're on 97.5.
Hey, guys, you're the best show on TV. You guys got to get, on radio, you got to get a TV show at Cuz's Corner.
I like it.
Get your agent. If he can't talk him into it, I'll talk him into it.
How much
that would boost their, betting window?
I'm going to make it my agent. Here you go.
Sports betting.
I like it.
With you on TV, on the cable?
Yeah, I like it.
I like it, too.
Yeah,
and
it's a great idea.
And you're the best show on, so what the heck?
Thank you, brother.
I don't know what's stopping you.
You'll be the only viewer, but that's all right. We'll do
it.
No,
I won't. I'll be right there. You'll be seeing me in the betting line.
I like it. I like it, buddy.
And I pick all winners. They don't like me.
What's going on, man?
You might change all the lines. That's what the old man said. You don't like the line, change it. And back that bet, stupid. So, I know the rules.
That's right.
And I don't bet more than I can throw out the window. That's the other rule.
If you can't burn
the money up, then don't bet it. You need the money. You never win like that.
Yeah.
You got spared money. Spared money never wins.
That's a good rule.
Once in a while, but yeah.
I hear you. So what do you think about the Phillies, man?
We don't want to make the playoffs because we want Clintock gone. I mean, I think he's gone at it already, but Melvin's got his big, get rid of it. What has he done? He's done nothing. We got no farm system, no pitching. I don't get it. He can't find the big guys. Melvin's got to do that. And same with Rhodes. How we got to go? He can't draft nobody. You take Barnett over Christian McCaffrey. Right there should have showed you. You know what he did with Carson Wentz? They would be both all pros every year. He can block. He can pick up the blitz. He can go out in the flat. He can run. After he catches it in a flat, he can go 50 yards or a touchdown. Just right there, Anthony.
He was drafted eighth overall, you know, so.
What's that? Would you, and there wasn't one expert that said you could pick Barnett up in the second round and took McCaffrey.
Yeah, well. But,
you could have had both of them.
You know, here's the thing. I just wanted Dalvin Cook.
Right.
In the second round.
Yeah.
You know?
He makes projects out of everything.
Yep.
He's trying to make himself look good when it makes him look like an idiot. Go with the experts. McCaffrey's, his whole family were pros. He knew he was going to be good.
Yeah. I hear you, bro.
I don't know.
I hear you. McCaffrey's not
going to be good. It's easier to bet when they stink, though.
Oh, Stan, we'll see you over tonight, all right, buddy?
Yeah,
I'll see
you over there, Cuz. Hopefully you got the TV camera up and the table going. Because you're missing the boat.
Thank you, buddy. Take it easy, Stan. You know, Dalvin Cook is a better example, but I can understand where he's coming from.
Yeah, you would have had to have traded up for McCaffrey. That's the only problem.
You understand. No Phillies, like... I try to get Philly's love going.
Yeah, I think he's. I think Stan's saying what a lot of people are thinking: the whole lose so that Klentak gets fired.
Yeah, and I agree. I'm not giving you the lose. I just want to root him in the last 4 days. I don't want to root against him.
Right now, that poll that we put out to start the show—not about people bailing on watching the Eagles this Sunday, but the one that we started the show with. 52% are still saying, yes, let's go Phillies. You know, you're going to throw out the analysis and you're just going to be a fan for this weekend. 31% say lose, so they fire Klentak. 17% say no, I can't believe it, the bullpen sucks.
I'm a little disappointed there. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm disappointed. Let's root for the Phillies.
You're down in the polls, man.
I am. Well, I'm not surprised with the Phillies won so much.
Right.
The Eagles won, I'm stunned.
Well, I told you.
I'm stunned.
Let me get Mitch up here in Phoenix. Mitch, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mitch!
Hey, what's going on, brother?
What's happening, my man?
I've been listening to the same BS about the Eagles and Wentz and whatever. It gets pretty old, but I know that's your job. You got to do what you got to do. But I want to talk about a real basketball organization, if you don't mind.
Sure.
As you know and the world knows, the 76ers have been a dysfunctional organization for some time. Let's just switch over to the Miami Heat. Why are the Miami Heat on the verge of an NBA championship? Well, it's pretty obvious, but I'm going to give you a few of my reasons. One is it starts at the top. Pat Riley, as you and I both know, was one of the best coaches that the Lakers ever had.
I love Riley. When Riley was in New York, I got to know Pat when I was at the Post, and then... when he left to go to the Heat, and they used to call him Pat the Rat, I got one of my favorite interviews. He lived on Star Island in Miami. And I got to spend a whole afternoon talking to Pat Riley at his house as he smoked cigarette after cigarette. It was an amazing interview. Looking at the water. It was talking basketball. It was one of the greatest things ever.
Makes sense. Now let's go down to the coach. Would you agree, Cuz, that coach for the Miami Heat is at least in the top four in the NBA?
Yeah, I love Spoelstra. Yeah, I do. Yes.
Okay. Then you go to their transactions. They get Jimmy Butler from us. They draft Tyler, what's his name, Hero?
Yes.
In the first round. Bo, whatever his name, Abadeo, whatever,
Adebayo, who is a hell of a player. He has come into his own as a hell of a player. Yeah, I mean, listen, their roster construction works real well. They have two. So not only do you have Hero, you have Duncan Robinson, right? And the thing about the two of them is they can both shoot the three. Now, the beauty of how they're constructed, and Dragic can hit the three too, but the beauty of how they're constructed is Hero can have an off night, but Duncan Robinson will hit for you. You got Jimmy to take big shots, Adebayo, who has grown into a tremendous big and an athletic big. So those pieces all fit.
You know, even though they list him as a power forward, and you're probably not going to agree with this because you're a Philadelphian, I would take Bam over Embiid. Embiid, right now at his age, his mentality, his willingness to share the
listen,
ball.
I understand where you're coming from. I mean, I don't think you're crazy. I get where you're coming from. I think Embiid's got tremendous talent. I just need to see it on a nightly basis. I mean, you know.
Well, see, that statement you just made is getting old. Not only old for him, but old for Simmons. And it took, God knows, what, 8 years to get rid of the coach?
Yeah, no,
it's getting old with those excuses.
Listen, I'm not giving any excuses. I agree with you. I think you're right. Look, this is an important year for Simmons and Embiid. I mean, without a doubt. And you bring up the Heat, and you're right to bring them up because no one picked Miami to come out of the East. It was either Milwaukee or the Sixers. Some Celtics, but nobody had the Heat. And
How about that kid scoring 37 points last year?
Yeah, man. No, Mitch, the one thing he can do is he can shoot the ball. He can shoot the ball. You're right. And you have him, and you have Duncan Robinson, and, you know, they fit. Because Hero is a tremendous shooter. And, you know, he's the difference between a really good shooter and a spotty three, like a Korkmaz, right? Korkmaz can't do it against good teams. And if he does do it, it's once out of every six nights. Whereas Hero is going to give you one out of every three nights, and he can do it against anybody. And that's it. That's all he has to do for that team is shoot the ball. And then if he's off, Duncan Robinson will shoot the ball for you. So, you know, listen, they're built. They come their own. They're well coached. I hear you. And it is getting old. You're right. I agree with you, Mitch. All right, time for the football pool.
This is the Fanatic Football Pool.
All right. Let's meet Frank from Mullica Hill.
Hey, how are you?
How are you, Frank?
Excited, afraid. And glad to talk to you, brother.
Well, listen, don't be afraid. Okay. I'm excited because you won $100, courtesy of Parks Casino, Street Row, Ben Salem. So, congratulations, my brother. And I'm in Mullica Hill too.
Are you?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm off for 538, Franklinville Road.
Okay, is that near Main Street? I know Main Street.
Yeah.
All right.
Right down the street.
Cool. We're neighbors. All right, so now, Frankie, I got all the faith in the world, all right?
You got it.
All the faith in the world. You're going to get this right. And if you get it right, you're going to be in the running for all the goodies. And I tell you about, what's your favorite? The $1,000 cash, the fire pit, the snow blower, all the goodies you got.
Probably the snowblower, brother. I'll come down to do your house.
Okay. That's a deal. All right, here we go. Here's the question. In 2002, this former Eagles future Hall of Famer recorded a sack, a fumble recovery, an interception, and a touchdown all in the same game. All right? All the same game. I know you know who it is.
One of the greatest players ever.
Give it to me.
Dawkins.
Yes!
Hallelujah!
That's right, Frankie.
Hallelujah, brother!
Congratulations, my man.
Thank you, brother.
Hold on, buddy. You are now qualified in the Fanatic Football Pool presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Again, the football field Shea Baby Pool. We're filling it all the time with new cash and new prizes. Just listen four times a day. 8 o'clock with Mark. Noon here for Mikey. 8, Devon. Be the fifth call. You're going to win $100 like Frank just did. And then you get qualified for the pool and everything in it. The Fanatic Football Pool presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Pennsylvania's number one casino. Must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right. Natalie.
Hello.
So let me hear it. I was talking about the Godfather.
Wait, do you want my original impression or do you want my worked on one?
I want your, because you're working on the impression all show long. Let me hear it.
You couldn't even give me a cup of coffee. How is it? It's better, right?
It's good.
It's getting there.
You were making me laugh.
That's my goal, Ant. That's all I want to do here.
Give it to me. One more time. Tell me I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse.
I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse. I need to get like a little, I don't have like the deep, you know what I mean? I need to work on that.
Right.
I watched a YouTube video, like a tutorial.
All right. Well, you did well. You should, you know, to help out, you put cotton balls in your cheeks.
I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse. Yes. I can't get deep enough.
It's all right.
I'm getting there.
Keep working at it. You are making me laugh.
Good. That's what I'm here for.
All right. Let me tell you about Axiva. Axiva. Yes. Axiva. Life comes at us hard these days. We go 100 miles an hour. We feel stressed, exhausted, run down. We're dehydrated. We get headaches and body aches. We're working overtime to try to protect ourselves from getting sick. We needed a positive way to recharge and refuel. Axiva Vitamin Infusion Therapy, a game changer for me. Imagine flooding your body with the vitamins and nutrients and amino acids and hydration you need to boost your immune system. Elevate your mood and your energy level and replenish your reserves. Is it safe? Yeah, we're talking vitamins and nutrients and hydration. Administered by a board-certified nurse at one of Axiva's modern infusion suites. Relax in a massage chair. Enjoy a snack while you receive your infusion in front of a flat-screen TV. I'm telling you, it's the best way to recharge. To learn more about Axiva's vitamin therapies, visit axiva.com. That's AXIVA.com. Axiva. Replenish, recharge, relief.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Gosh, it went great.
All right, 12:30. And coming up, we'll give you a kind of recap where we were this morning. I was almost pleading for some Phillies love, but not even love, just Phillies. I ask the masses, can we at least root for them this week? Can we root for the last? We got 3 games left. There's 4 days left in the regular season. I want them to make the playoffs. I did. I get mad and they stink. I want Klentak out. And
it wasn't good enough.
It freaks me. I freak out. But the fact is, it's for bogus or the whole thing. I get it. But I still want to see them in the playoffs.
You want to see them popping the bottles of champagne. Like, you want to see, wow. Even though they can't take the cameras in there, really. But you want to see that kind of stuff. You want to see them run onto the field.
I will say this. If you win and you're in the playoffs, you can't.
No, you celebrate.
No champagne. You celebrate. That's beers.
Okay, beers.
Do you want to pour beer over each other's head? All right. But that's not, getting the AC is not champagne worthy.
Not a $6 bottle?
No.
Had a nice $8 bottle the other day.
Okay, that's fine. But not for being the eighth seed. There's no champagne.
All right. I want to see them high-fiving each other in the locker room. Then how's that sound?
Whatever. I don't care. You want to go dump beer over each other's head? Fine, but it's not champagne. Right or wrong?
How about the champagne and beers?
Fine. All right, that'll work. Let's not skew it a little bit. I'm trying to be positive here. You're pushing me to the other end.
What's your gin that you like? You don't want them
Bombay Sapphire?
Yeah, you don't want them hanging out with that gin?
No.
Some nice tequila?
My Siempre Azul.
Yes.
Tequila. No, it's not. Glenn in Wallingford, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Glenn.
Yo, what's happening, Chris? Hey, before I get to my contact and Eagles real quick, the last call I was talking about, everyone just caught in the moment with this Bam out of body. And listen, I thought he would have been a great compliment to Joel when they were looking to draft, actually, at the time. I thought he would have been high energy, just had him rebound everything. You know, in the four games during the regular season, when everything was regular, right? Joel Embiid against Bam. You know, just these are the numbers he put up against Miami and Bam, right? 23-11, 22-9, 35-11, 29-12. You know what Bam did against Joel and the Sixers? 12-5, 11-3, 18-8, and 23-9 was his best game against Joe.
Okay, Glenn, stop. You understand where the guy was coming from, right?
Yes, he called him.
I mean, it's not just the moment. He's frustrated by Embiid not being consistent. He's frustrated by the Sixers.
That's the organization. I get it.
And he's frustrated by Joe not being doing it and bringing it every night.
But let's not go crazy and say you'd rather have Bam.
Hear me out, man. All right, I try to talk people off the ledge.
I hear you.
You're breaking my balls today, and yeah. I'm just trying to have a sympathetic ear.
Listen, even the other day you were talking about, you know.
You were breaking my balls the other day, too, G.
What was I breaking?
The last call. The last time you called.
No. Listen, it was funny because, you know, when earlier this summer when we had nothing, you just were begging for something, right? And now that we've got it, it's been nothing but agita. So we're all frustrated, Anthony. And you know what? And I'm on board with you with the contact thing. And I've been watching the Phillies probably more than I have been at the beginning of this because I want them to make the playoffs. So I'm with you there. You know, I want to see some goodwill happen here in this last weekend. And that they're lucky that Tampa Bay already clinched a spot.
Yes.
I don't know if they're going to be able to seal the deal.
I know. I mean, listen, I'm with you. You know, I love you. I mean, this whole thing, it's been a rough week here. Every day, something that bad happens.
And you know what? You're going to be ticked at me now, too, right? All right, listen. I'm Joe Burrow, after two games moving forward, Carson Wentz, if you had a flip-flop, would you do it?
I mean, I can't, man. Come on. I mean, I know, Barrow. Listen, I'm not blind. I mean, come on. I can't be doing these two games. Here's the thing. I got no interest in having barroom arguments with Wentz.
I know.
I really don't. Listen, he's playing horrible, right? I think the coach is calling horrible games, too. I think the GM gives you horrible receivers, except for DeSean Jackson. I don't know.
Here's one other thing, talking about Peterson, right? And I know you've got a guy, coaches are being creative all over the place with these guys who are dual threat and everything. I mean, no one has a game plan for Taysom Hill, right? You have a guy like Greg Ward, who was a very, very good college quarterback. I mean, this guy beat Florida in the Peach Bowl.
Well, we like him because, right? he played against Temple.
But no. He's a good player.
I know. I'm teasing you. Go ahead.
I know. But good work. I mean, you want to be creative. How about you do some things that Peyton does with Taysom Hill? Can we do some of that stuff with Greg Ward ever? I mean, I don't think I've seen him, do anything besides catch a pass. I mean, and you haven't had.
Well, now he's got Jalen Hurts to use as a decoy. So.
Well, use them all, man, because whatever he's calling is not exactly working.
So. I agree. Listen, I agree with you. I'm just teasing. I agree with you. He's not exactly going to rethink the NFL, right? From an offensive standpoint. I mean,
exactly.
We had a caller earlier saying if he went 0-16, just get rid of Wentz and pair him up with Foles again. I mean, I can't have these conversations anymore. I mean, these conversations are ludicrous. The guy was talking about Josh McCown.
Oh, I know. And as far as Sunday goes, I am going to the beach, but I will be going back to the house to watch the game. So,
oh, that's interesting. You're going to be where are you going to be?
Seattle. So last month, we decided because we both had the capability to work remotely, we rented a house. Last month for this week, just because we can work anywhere, right? Doesn't matter. So this Sunday, we're going to be there. I'm going to go to the beach. I'm going to come back, watch the game.
That's awesome. I'm envious. Enjoy yourself, my brother.
I will. You too, buddy.
All right, pal. See you, brother. Take it easy. That's fantastic.
The poll's gone down.
Let me hear, baby.
It'll be 80 degrees and sunny this Sunday, the last 80-degree day for a while. You have four options for 1 o'clock. Which do you choose? To me, the only correct answer, watch the Eagles. Go to the beach, option 2. Option 3 is play golf with friends. Option 4, barbecue at the park. It's now down to just 58%. Watch the Eagles. 20% say play golf with friends. You can do that whenever. 15% say go to the beach. And 7% say barbecue at the park.
Hey, dude. It's on them. It's not on the people. It's on the Eagles. If you only have 58%, and again, that's our audience, and we're sports people.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's not, mainstream society. That tells you people are unhappy.
Yeah.
I mean, even G.
It's been two
games. It's 80 degrees. Yeah, you're right, it's two games, but it's 80 degrees, and you could sit on the beach and watch the waves crash to the surf.
I could watch Miles Sanders crash into the end zone for a touchdown.
Yeah, you're not selling me.
Come on, man.
Listen, I'm watching the game. All right? So you're not trying to, influence me. I'm watching the game. However, I don't know if these people are wrong. You're just mad because you lost the poll bet.
Yeah, it was sandwich.
You lost the poll bet. I
still got until tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Whatever, that's fine. But you thought 90%, and I felt bad for you.
I did.
And I can just tell from just reading the tea leaves, you just know what's going on.
Steve, I give you the Eagles fight song, and people are giving me this back. But this is what I'm getting back.
Summer's coming on.
Dude, it's the last 80 degree day. What do you want?
I'm disappointed, man.
What are you disappointed about?
I don't know. I'm shocked. I'm literally shocked.
I mean, God gives you just so many of your days on this planet, right?
Yeah.
There's an 80 degree.
Yeah, you only get 16 Eagles games.
Beautiful
here.
Sunshine. Perfect September at the shore. I don't know. I mean, I can't blame people.
All right.
God bless them. They have a place to go.
Or
the barbecue.
I hope they enjoy themselves.
Or the golf course. I told you. Part of my crew, they're all going. Well, I don't know what they're doing, but they were talking about it. Vinny was throwing out, he was chastising the other guys for not playing golf.
I hope they all miss birdie putts. I hope you all miss your gimmies.
Disappointed. Again, I'll be there. Me and the Goots will be in front of TV.
Yeah, damn right.
Now, who's got a better life?
Not me.
Nick in Collegeville, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Nicky.
Gentlemen.
Nicky.
Me and Goob, because I call my dog Goober, because every once in a while he acts like a goober. I don't even know his name's Norman. Me and Goob will be on the couch. You know. But the funny part is, it's Eagle Thursday, and there was a lot of good Eagle talk and everything, and there was a lot of, you know, crucifying of Carson or crucifying of Doug. But your last call, and I apologize, I missed his name.
Glenn. Like,
what, Glenn. And look, we all love humans. You know, we all love people. Okay. But when it comes to sports, like, stop loving on Ben and Joel. Really? What'd they give us? What have they given us?
Well, you know how I feel, so I love those kids.
I love those kids too. But guess what, kids? You're 21 years old now. You got to get out of the house, start paying your own bills, and start bringing something back into the house. Because I've been supporting you past your 18 year birthday, past your college. Now, you know, not even 21. Now you're 25, and you're still on the couch going, I'm going to be great someday. Dude, get off the couch. You're 25. Hit the street and show me who you are. Be a man. That's where I am with Ben and Joel right now.
Yeah, I mean, I just think he was just saying, come on, man. Like, you're not going to trade Bam Adebayo for Joel Embiid.
What? Here's my question.
Right? Like, you're not like, Mitch is frustrated, right? So I'm just trying to be sympathetic toward Mitch's frustration.
Well, I'm frustrated. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, but I'm saying is, but I wouldn't trade Joel Embiid for Bam Adebayo.
But my thing is, first of all, it's not a straight-up trade. You would get something more for that. But first of all, why isn't Mitch upset that James Butler was here last year?
Well,
and
he was.
He's down there running the show.
No, you're missing it. Mitch was upset with all that. And then Glenn called up to say, come on, man. You know, you can't trade Bam Adebayo.
Glenn.
Right.
I mean, Glenn. I'm directing this towards Glenn. And then nothing personal, Glenn. Just sports conversation. Why aren't we upset, people like Glenn and people who agree with Glenn, why aren't we upset that James Butler was here and he ran and now he's down there in Miami running the show while Ben and Joel are hanging out with their models, you know, and they're the only team that quit in the bubble. We're talking about teams quitting on the bubble and we might be able to sneak through and do this or that. The only team that quit in the bubble were the Sixers. They quit on the road all season long. But we're going to give them love now. Like, we want to. Like, I don't think
he was giving them love. I just think he was just saying, I'm not trading Bam out of the bayou for. I'm not trading Joel Embiid for Bam.
Hey, I'm not going to give you $100. You can give me $10 back, clearly. But what I'm saying is, if you say, hey, I'm going to give you $100, can you get me some airtime advertising wise? And we can have a conversation, right? If both sides are pretty equal, we might actually have a conversation. You know, I mean. But look, I'm watching these playoffs right now, and I'm going, seriously? Hey. I'm watching Denver just
to understand. Did you have the heat last night?
Man, come on now.
Did I tell you to bet the heat last night?
Why would I get off the tram car if the tram car is taking me exactly where I want to go?
Sorry? Just enjoy life.
Sunday, though. Sunday, I'm going to tell you right now. So, you know, the Cox thing is huge. And what Derek Gunn said today and this Cox thing is going to be very important. We've seen no push up front from that front. And now we know Cox was injured probably for a lot of that. And that's an issue. And like he said, we're real thin now. If an end or a tackle goes down or gets a tweak, then I think, unfortunately, the rookie – he's going to be able to do whatever he wants, whether it's running the ball or passing the ball.
I mean, I can't imagine behind that offensive line that even if Fletcher Cox is out, that they're not going to get any pressure on him.
But you know how you tell,
is that defense that bad?
You know how you tell Chunas his only hole in a game, his only game, and the other hole he has in his game is you know, movies?
Yes.
And literature?
Yes.
I think in 2020, the only hole you have right now is still assuming that these Chip Kelly Eagles are the 2017-18 Eagles.
No, I don't have no delusions.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
No, I know. Yeah.
I'm not picking.
But what I mean is too much.
I'm just saying. What? So you're going to tell me? So they're going to lose Sunday again?
All I'm saying is that my bet's in already. Okay.
Oh man!
Look, and wow. I'm going to finish my weekend.
You bet the Tigers.
I will go.
Wow.
That's already locked. That's already locked in the cage. What I will do is put the Penn State RB, you know, whatever the over is, because I like that a lot.
That's my selection for you.
Look, I believe if the Eagles want to succeed this year, you know who it has to be? The San Francisco 49ers of last year and 2 years ago.
Yeah, well, listen.
Ball control, run the ball, play
action. Yeah, well, they're not. Listen, we know that they're not any kind of Super Bowl run. So, I mean, it is what it is. I'm just hoping they can make it interesting and maybe get a grab a playoff spot.
Look, like I said, I'm going to be on the couch with my goo. My thing is for this team to be somewhat competitive this year. Look, at the end of the day, the truth is the Washington football team.
But you bet the Bengals. You're rooting against yourself.
No, I'm not. What I'm saying is that the Washington football team should be leading this division at 1-1.
Well, but I hear you, bro. I got to run. I mean, Nikki's. Listen, I get it. I don't think it's a lock. I don't know. There's a degree of play that I expect.
Right.
Right? I'm not telling you this is a good team. I'm not. Right now, they're not a good team.
But you go, they're better than Cincinnati.
I watched Cincinnati lose to Cleveland. And the game wasn't that close. Right?
Burrow scored that touchdown late, under like a minute left.
I mean, you know, hey, put it this way. If they lose to the Bengals at home, being 0-2, playing desperate and lose to Cincinnati.
There's going
to
be problems.
Well, then forget about it. Just go to the beach. Then we got nothing to talk about. I mean, I'm just hoping for you make a playoff run or something. I mean, my expectations are not lofty. All right. Let me tell you about the uncles. The uncles, I need to go see them, man. The uncles, they handle all your problems, all your issues. So that's why I call Uncle Greg and Uncle Paul the uncles. Because they're the type of guys that they have that nurturing, the big shoulders. And there's no better way to drive into a new season than behind the wheel of a new vehicle from the uncles at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. That's right. How about this month during Jeep Adventure Days? You got gigantic savings. There's no better time to drive a new Jeep of your own. Get on the road, start your adventure. 0% APR financing for 84 months. That's 7 years, no interest in select models. I can't beat it. Call, click, come down to Philadelphia's original Jeep dealer. All right? Shop these exclusive savings today. Because, listen, they'll work with you, whatever you need. You want to come in, you want to do curbside pickup, you want a delivery, whatever you got to do. Just remember, Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're always more than a customer. You're family in the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall, online at familyautos.com. See the uncles for details.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, 1 o'clock. Been a weird day today. Started out, and you'll hear it in a little bit, where I make a plea to you guys about the Phillies. And no one's really responded. We've had a lot of Eagles stuff, as you can well imagine. We had some Sixers stuff, right? And, of course, the poll where people are choosing God God's playground, which is the outdoors.
The golf course.
Right. Overwatch the game. I tell you, Tunis, I mean,
I'm stunned.
You're
spot on, but I'm stunned.
Yeah. Where are we at?
Let's see. The poll, of course, on at 975 middays. On the spot here, so let me pull this up as we go along on the show at 975 middays. It'll be 80 degrees and sunny this Sunday, the last 80 degree day for a while. You have four options for 1 o'clock. Which do you choose? It should only be one option, but there are four. Watch the Eagles, go to the beach, play golf with friends, barbecue at the park. Only 57% are saying watch the Eagles.
We're down to 57%. I told you.
19% say play golf with friends. 16% say go to the beach. And 8% say barbecue at the park.
Is Tyrone surprised at this? Is he?
Should I say word for word what you said? Oh, quote, no, these fans are frauds.
Well, but isn't there an onus on the squad? To, you know, again, it could be the last 80-degree day.
He said 0-2 is none, though.
Until, hold on, before you say, because.
Like, see, this is a violation of a guy named Steve who tweets in, I have a tee time for 12:54, but don't worry, I'm going to record the Eagles game and watch it later. I don't care. You're going to see it on Twitter that they won or lost. You're going to see Carson Wentz on Twitter throw four touchdowns, 330 yards, and the Eagles cover the 6.5. Or whatever it is, five.
Down to five, but yeah. Listen, you're probably right, I guess. Here's the thing. Ty's making me laugh because Ty's freaking out in there, right? Let me just make one argument, right? Listen, you're coming from me.
Utah, give me two.
All right, listen. I got no life. I'm watching the game, all right? Like, you know that. All right? This is what it is. However, 80 degrees on Sunday, and it could be the last time it's 80 for, I don't know, months. We're probably looking until next May before it's 80 degrees, right? I mean, you're talking half a year before we get another 80 degree day.
75 is still nice.
I'm just giving you the 80. The peace, the 80 piece. And people go, I wanna watch the game. I wanna go on the beach.
Find a beach bar where you can watch the game.
All right.
Best of both. You guys,
this is our business. This is what we do. This is it's not just a job, it's a vocation. Right?
Iron says he watched his first two games on his honeymoon.
Yeah, but that's us. So did I. Listen, I listened. I was in Greece, and I listened to the Phillies.
Did you? That's awesome.
All right? When I was in Greece. I kid you not. But, you know, what can I tell you? That's our vocation. You can't hold other people. Other people go, listen, I work all day. I mean, all week. I got a couple hours. Well, I don't want to get aggravated. I can't blame these people.
Beach is so nice.
You're blaming the wrong people, you guys. You're blaming the wrong people. Steve, you're on 97.5 to Fanatic. Stevie!
Cuz, I'm so glad I'm in the call right now. I'm at the beach now. And if you remember, I called when the Flyers were playing, and you had me walk to the water and bring positive vibes.
Oh, yes.
That they were going to win.
Yes,
and
please do the same.
After all these calls, you need to let me give you some wellness wisdom.
Oh, please.
Because it's going to be a beautiful Sunday. I don't know if you can hear the ocean. I'll walk close in a minute. But you're a wellness man. You do the vitamin shots. So I think you need to let your mind at ease. And there's a great song to get you to the ocean. The words are, take me to the ocean, take me to the sea, wash away my worries, let my soul be free. And that's what we're doing today. We're going to let our souls be free. Carson's going to play at ease. Miles Sanders is going to be Barry Sanders, and they're going to win easy. It's going to be like an enjoyable beach day on Sunday. I'm telling you.
Wow.
I'm at the beach, and I believe in the power of the beach and the positive vibes.
Oh, wow. That's lovely. Let me hear it. Let me hear the walk.
I'll walk to the water.
Yeah, walk to the water.
Get your gin and tonic ready.
Yeah,
and
man.
I'm going to recommend the Botanist Gin. Try the Botanist Gin.
I got to try that gin.
Little cucumber, and do it nice. And you could grill a steak, and you can have the beach, the barbecue, and everything.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, you hear the waves? Feet are in the ocean right now.
Oh, my God.
Not even that cold.
Oh,
and I'm
going to
tell you why the 80 degrees.
I heard that the wave that right there crashing.
There it is.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to tell you why it's false to enjoy the 80 degrees. Because what's better than 80 degrees is an Eagles win on Monday. Just like when the Flyers win, the middle of winter, you walk out of the building, it's 10 degrees, feels like a summer day. Because the wind overrides the warm weather. And they're going to win.
I'll tell you, your words are beautiful. The sounds are intoxicating. And
positivity. Go on a negativity diet. It'll change your life, man.
Yeah, I like it. Oh, Steve, you're the man, brother. I got one dubious thing to say, though. Hear me out.
Let's do it.
You're at the beach now on Thursday.
That's right.
You live at the beach.
I work remote. I just go
right,
where
but,
I got to go.
But yep. My point is that you could be at the beach anytime. Those people that only have Sunday to go there.
But
you know what I'm saying?
I do. And if that's their choice, I'm telling you this Sunday, though, they're going to be going, I watched the last two games and they finally put it all together. And I missed.
I don't want to ruin it. I don't want to ruin your
Stay
call.
Stay positive.
Oh, yeah.
Forget dubious. Danny Duberstein.
All right.
Danny Duberstein the heck out
Duberstein,
of it.
Duberstein. I like it. Stevie.
And champagne. Let the Phillies win. Let them have their champagne.
Yeah?
Enjoy it. Yeah, why not? What's wrong with a little celebration? It's like George and Jerry.
No, I just said beers instead of champagne, though.
Okay, cheap champagne, like Tuna said. And then better champagne as they win the next one. Let them get happy. They need to feel
all right.
The support.
All right. I like your outlook.
I can't believe I'm convincing you to be positive after all these people are betting against the Eagles. These are violations left and right. Come on.
I know. I mean, I started the show today.
Let's make some noise. Come on.
With a plea from people. So anyway, great call, Steve. You're a light. You're a beacon.
I want to hang out with Steve.
Yeah, so do I, man.
He'll have us over.
Sounds pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. I love it.
Positivity, man. I'm in. You know what's going to happen? I just said this to Tyrone.
What? What?
Watch, Phillies are going to sweep the Rays, but the Marlins are going to sweep the Yankees.
No.
Watch that happen.
No.
Phillies are making the playoffs.
That can't happen.
Phillies are making the playoffs.
All right.
I'll wear my jersey more. I'm going to wear a hat. I got a Phillies beach hat that I've worn. I only wear it to the beach. And it's been like six summers. Like it's like white from the salt. I'll wear that tomorrow, too.
Yeah, good. I'm in. I'm bad. Listen.
Yeah, I'll bring my glove in tomorrow. Baseball. Turn the brakes. I'll just throw it around.
My size is first game of Saturday.
How about that?
First fall ball game.
He's going to go yard. And you're going to say, you know what? The Phillies can do this.
Scott, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Scott, hey.
Yo, Ant. It's Bengal Scott. How you doing, brother?
What's going on, Bengal Scott?
I haven't talked to you in a while. I've been back to work, but I took off today so I could talk to you.
What's going on? Thank you, buddy. I'm glad you're back to work, man. What's going on?
Chilling, man. I'm getting ready for Sunday. I'm excited. I got a proposition for you. We got to do a beer garden pint bet. Give me my Bengals, no line, straight up versus your boys.
Yes, of course. You got it, brother.
All right, man.
You got it. Are you excited all Joe Burrowed up?
I'm all Joe Burrowed up. I took the 5.5 for the over, and it's just not looking good. I don't know what. I was drunk when I took that bet.
What do you mean?
Over 5.5 wins for my Bengals.
Oh,
it's not looking good.
Oh, yeah. Well.
I had the open. I thought they were going to beat the Chargers the first game, so yeah. That is one win. But We'll see. I'm very, I'm nervous about. They're very apprehensive, but Geno Atkins is out. I think Sunday too, which is huge.
Yeah. See, I mean, looking at him, I think they have the makings of something special offensively, right? You got great skill guys. I think the line's got to get better to protect Burrow, but the great skill guys, that kid's a stud.
Right.
And then it comes down to, they got to get a defense.
Right. We benched our starting right tackle. He was a turnstile, so that might help us a little. But, our line, it's rough right now. And, who's going to pose real problems is Boston Scott, your running back, and the tight ends are going to they're going to go off. Our linebackers are real small.
Yes. Yes.
But, we'll see what happens. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, like you said, their defense, they spent a lot of money on their defense, but, the injuries, they lost Trey Waynes, their cornerback. I don't want to bore your fans with too much Bengal talk.
No, but it's good Bengal knowledge.
Yeah, they are definitely on the up. They're coming, but then again, the Ravens and the Steelers are in the division, and they're playing lights out. So it's going to take a couple years.
Yeah, it is. It's tough. First of all, it's a tough spot for you. I agree. It's going to take a little bit. But already, I think you got a brighter future than Cleveland.
Yeah, Cleveland, that score was deceiving, like you said. But, the Bengals are the type of team that hangs in. They don't get blown out. I think the Eagles, even though we just did our little fun bet, I think the Eagles cover a close game, like they'll win by a touchdown.
Uh-huh.
But I think Cincinnati will hang in. They're not the type of team that gets blown out really too much. And like you said, with their talent, they'll score some points on the Eagles.
Yes, I agree.
But I think you're looking like a 31-24 Eagles.
Yeah,
I think that the tight ends are going to go off.
I was thinking earlier. I thought it was an over.
Yeah,
I'm more confident in the over than I am in the covering the spot.
Right. I'm not a big. I know people don't really do teasers, but I want to tease the over, and I want to take the Bengals. We can take a ton of points. Maybe that should be safe.
Yeah, I hear you.
I think the Eagles get their first win, and then we're one draft away. And I really want them to get Jamar Chase, Joe Burrow's boy at LSU.
Yes.
So. Yeah. But I don't. I just wanted to. I'll see you tonight. By the way, you going to be there?
I will be at Parks tonight. Yes.
All right. I'll stop by. Me and the wife will stop by and say hi.
Love it, Bengals Scott. Love it, man. You're the man, buddy.
And tell Andrew, I want to do the beer bet with him as he was just acting like Wentz is going to roll.
Right. Yeah, he's in.
All right, I'll see you tonight. Have a great day.
All right, Bengals Scott. You too, buddy.
334 touchdowns.
334 touchdowns for Joe Burrow?
No, Carson.
What?
Yeah. Maybe like 315. It's a big week for Carson. He's gonna shut everybody up.
I think it's a run week.
Yeah,
Bengals can't stop the run. I told you. I watched that Browns game. They averaged and was over 6 yards a carry.
Yeah. No, it was toward the end when the Bengals were starting to come back. They still couldn't stop the Browns' run. They couldn't. So you're probably right. I just think Carson has a big game. I think he shuts a lot of people up.
I agree with you. I think it's a good game.
But all you're going to hear is, it's against the Bengals.
Right.
And I go, you're right.
I could see it being like in, a 17 for 22, 18 for 22, 230.
Okay. Yeah, you're probably right with the rushing attack. Okay. He's still a three touchdown game for Carson.
Yes.
I'm going to be feeling good.
Yeah,
he's gonna be Ginger Jesus again.
Nice
after this week.
Nice,
and then we'll see what happens with San Francisco.
Yes, listen, good Ginger Jesus. I like hearing that.
Yeah, winning against San Fran. Bosa, Thomas, Richard Sherman, Garoppolo's banged up. You gotta win against San Fran.
I would hope. But
let's be Cincy first.
I can't be doing that. Here we go. According to Dave Zangara, you ready? Alshon out here with a helmet today. Looks like he might do some work in practice. Alshon going through individual drills today. A step in the right direction as he comes back from the Liz Frank injury. That is Dave Zangaro.
Now, I will say this. Got to give D-Gun credit, who was on, you know, he joins us every Thursday. He did say that he probably could have played at some point in September. Now, there's still one more game in September. But because of the nature of that injury, maybe they give him an extra week or two. But with Rager out, you're kind of in desperation mode now, right? Like, would you take... Oh, my God, I can't believe I'm saying this. Would you take 85% healthy Alshon over Arthego Whiteside right now?
Yes.
I'm not going to get excited for 85% Alshon Jeffery, but would you take him over Arthego Whiteside?
I mean, you know, yeah. I'd take you over Arthego Whiteside.
Does Doug go up to Alshon and be like, hey, listen, I know you and the quarterback have some differences.
Oh, dude, we need you
out there, man.
I mean, who the hell knows? I can't even get involved. I don't have the stomach.
He's a great teammate.
To get involved with now the teammate, you know, what issue Alshon had with Wentz. I can't go down that road.
You just go out there and play football.
I'm just beat up over it. I just need them to win. Let me get to Jason in Marlton up here. Jason, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jason.
Hey, how you doing, guys? What's up,
Jace? What's happening, brother?
I've been listening for a little bit. A few things. I touched base on the Phillies, the poll, and then one of the Eagles thing. Don't forget, Carson goes out this Sunday, stinks to join up, and gets beat by a rookie. Is it too early? The same Hinkie, and for Trevor Lawrence, and just for
wait, you're kind of muffled a little bit. So you're asking if Carson loses to Joe Burrow, what?
Is it too early to start thinking Sam Hinkie and you go all in the tank for Trevor Lawrence?
The problem is you got the Dolphins. I mean, you have the Jets.
The Dolphins could beat the Jaguars.
Excuse me, the Jets. You have the Jets.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they're not going Hinkie is.
And then another one, the poll. Don't feel bad about you not getting a 90%. Honestly, you'd never chance at 90% only because you forgot to consider that. Unfortunately, due to personal politics, people are boycotting football. So you're not going to get the 20% or 90% regardless. Twenty percent of people will do anything to watch football. Unfortunately, not me, but like whether it's law enforcement,
but we're talking about again. You know, this poll is for sports people right now.
I still think there's sports people. I think there's Flyers fans. I think there's people because you know the social media. They're just boycotting the NFL just to boycott it. But it is what it is. You know. The NFL is never going to lose money. And then the last thing, the Phillies. Let me give you equivalent. The 93 Phillies. Remember when Curt Schilling just stepped up at the Towers head when Mitch Williams came in?
Uh-huh.
Could you imagine if he played with this bullpen? He would need a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
And the first responder sitting next to him on the bench.
Yeah, well, he also won't come out and he would still pitch a lot of complete games. He wouldn't listen to Klentak. And he wouldn't be out in the sixth inning.
It's scary when this bullpen makes Mitch Williams look at Mariano Rivera, isn't it?
Yeah, man. I hear you, Chase.
All right, guys. You guys have a great day, man.
Too,
enjoy football Sunday. It's always football Sunday, man. Let's go.
Thanks, brother. Take it easy. The Chew is upset over the poll.
Yeah, I'm disappointed. Yeah, the boycott thing, the numbers have been up, by the way. I just want to point that out there.
Yeah, I, to me, as we do the poll, it's an honest to goodness. Are you watching the Eagles or are you going to the, you know, are you going outside?
Yeah. And people are, I'm shocked, dude. I'm shocked. It's two games. Oh, the Eagles haven't shown up, so why should I? It's two games.
Okay, but again, you and I differ is. You can't beat these people up.
I know.
For saying, I don't want to waste the last 80-degree Sunday in my house watching that dreck. That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
That's what my friends are saying.
It's not going to be dreck this Sunday, though.
It may not be, but, you know, I can't blame people. What are you doing, Nat? If you had a choice,
yeah,
go to the beach, play golf, go to the barbecue and drink with your friends, or be inside, watch the birds. What are you doing?
Can I be at a barbecue with my friends drinking and watching the birds?
No, because you're not really watching the game.
I mean, I'm going to be watching the game.
Well, right. But take your job out of it.
Okay. I mean, I'd still probably watch the game.
See, we can't, none of us can really talk about this because this is our vocation.
So Sunday is my birthday. And I'm going to go somewhere and probably watch the game. But I'm giving myself that day. You know what I mean?
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'll give myself that day. But no, I mean, I don't know how to think about not watching the game. That's just not even a question.
I know. I hear you.
I couldn't imagine being like golfing and then having the check.
Right. Happy birthday, Nat. That's fantastic.
Thanks.
All right. Still got a segment to hang. Don't go anywhere. First time all day, we got some open lines. KP, what's this? He's got a motivational speech.
I asked for one at 10:15 this morning.
Look at this. I like
it. We'll do it.
And then we got the spot. Spot wants to talk Sixers. And we got Provolone Joe coming up. All kinds of goodies. It's Cuz Radio with the Tunis 97.5 Fanatic. Let's talk a little Parks Casino, Street Road, Bend, Salem. 4 for 4 casino and sportsbook of choice, Parks Casino. That's right. We'll be there tonight for the Cuz's Corner, hanging out. Lots to go over all the games with everyone. We'll have some fun. It's always best at Parks Casino, Street Road, Bend, Salem. Let's take a look at the app. And don't forget to download the app. ParksCasino.com/PA. You download that app. Wow. Get hooked up. You get a risk-free bet up to $500 when you make your first deposit. You got to be in Pennsylvania. Got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's Parks Casino. Check it out. We'll be there. Street Road, Bend, Salem, and all the goodies on the app. And all your picks, the whole thing. Download that app for your risk-free bet up to $500. Go with the hometown sportsbook and casino of choice. The 4 for 4 casino right there, Street Road, Bend, Salem, Parks Casino and Sportsbook.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Yo, there he is, the Tunis.
Hi.
Do me a favor. Do you have the, look for that VG thing. It's funny.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll get it for you.
Yeah. He did a little White Snake parody for you. So, I like it.
What, an honor to Nate? In honor of the Nate Gary?
What do you think?
That White Snake?
Is Nate or Nathan? Which one are you going by these days?
White Snake. Sorry, it wasn't good enough.
All right, let me get a motivational speech up here, right? Thanks. I'm dying to hear what my man KP has to say, and he's going to lift all of our spirits. KP!
My man, Ant, what's going on?
What's happening, KP?
You know it, man. All right, so first I want to say happy early birthday to Natalie. Enjoy your birthday on Sunday.
Good man.
And then after the conversation, would you mind putting me back on the phone to producer? I have a question I need to ask him.
Sure.
Okay, all right, so this is just going to come from the heart, off the top of the head. You know, I want to try and do this as best as possible. So, Tunis, can I get a little playback music?
Ooh, look at that. Playback music. He knows the playback.
Which one?
The playback. We do the playback.
Yeah. So, Fox, NFL?
Yeah. Give him the Fox, right? You go with that, KP?
I believe that's the one, yeah.
Yes. All right.
All right, all right. So, I heard you guys out there were doubting us. Us? Philly? The people that work harder than anybody else in this country? This blue collar? Let me get behind my Birds and my Phillies and my Flyers and my Sixers City? The same team that when we lost our starting quarterback, we still went into the playoffs and made it to the Super Bowl and beat the coveted Brady and Belichick? And you're talking about the same team that rallies every year down the stretch in the end of November and December? And you don't think that Dougie P and Carson can pull this out with what we got on offense and the leaders on defense? And come on, man. We haven't even gotten it going yet. It hasn't even started clicking yet, guys. And wait till this thing goes, you know, gets taken off. Because once it gets taken off, you're not going to be able to stop it. It's going to be like a freight train. And these birds are going to fly. And they're going to soar. And they're going to win. And we're going to make it as far as this team can go.
All right. All right. I give you the A for effort, KP.
All right.
Still like, now listen, I got something better for you. Because doesn't KP sound like McConaughey a little bit?
Yeah.
All right. He does. He sounds like him. Hey, dude, you got to do some McConaughey for him.
All right.
I'll get some prepared for next time on more.
I like it. You sound like a Northeast dude. Like a Northeast McConaughey. A Cotman? Where are you from in the Northeast?
I live right off Frankfurt.
Yes! Oh, I love it! You are the Frankfurt and Cotman McConaughey.
I'll take it. It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
Yes, you're right, man. I love it. Hold on, KP. You can talk to the producer. That was good. He sounds just like him, didn't he, Matt? He had that kind of... He kind of what? Except he's from Frankfurt Avenue.
Yeah, he's got the yeah.
Even Natalie said it. Natalie's the same thing. Sound like McConaughey.
All right.
My cousin says to me, "I was looking for a movie." And he goes, "You see McConaughey and Snoop? Did you see this movie?" Oh, wait, I'm talking to you.
Come on, who are you
speaking? Did I talk about this before? This movie. Where McConaughey is it's called Beach Bum.
Oh, Egan talked to you about that. I think he likes it.
I told Egan about it.
Yeah.
It was awesome. McConaughey's like this poet, Beach Bum. And Snoop's in it. And McConaughey, and my cousin, he's going to watch it and crack up. And it's just a great movie. It's just like he's just high and drunk the whole movie.
Oh, okay, I'm in on that.
Yeah.
I'll put it on my list.
Yeah, it's like he's just at Key West, and it's one of those movies. Him and Snoop, they're high the whole movie.
Okay, I can get behind it.
Yeah. All right, let's get to, I got to hear Provolone Joe has a story. Provolone Joe, what's going on, Provolone Joe?
So, you know, it's such a bleak time in sports in Philadelphia that you start reminiscing and start thinking back. So I go back over a decade ago to the 08 Phillies, right? And I start thinking about it, and I go, you know, when you think of the 08 Phillies, you think of Utley, you think of Howard, Rollins, you know, maybe Victorino Worth, even, you know, Cole Hamels. But I'll tell you, watching the Phillies this year makes me think that I did an injustice when I go back and I think of that 08 team.
What do you mean?
How do I not give Brad Lidge more credit and have his name come up in the top three, four names when you think of that team? I mean, the guy was perfect. And you look at this team this year, if they had anybody even close to that, they would have 6 more wins, 7 more wins, you know? So I think back and I go, thank God they did have a closer that was perfect, because God only knows what would have happened if you had a bullpen resembling this in 08. You know what I mean? Cause so it's kind of a violation on me and probably a lot of
people. Wow. You know what? It's funny. Now, we always celebrated Brad, Mr. Perfect, you know, from time to time.
Yes.
But you're not wrong. We've never, you know, when you look at how bad this bullpen is, hey, you look back and you go, all right, now even though he sucked in 09, he was perfect in 08.
Yeah, and if you ask anybody to give you, you know, 5 players, 3 players, 6 players, they're not going to name Lidge. They just don't. But he should be named. I mean, this is an example of what a closer can mean a difference in a team. And look, I look at it and I go, it's a violation on me and a lot of guys that we should give Lidge a lot more credit for 08. I mean, the dude was perfect.
Well, we're talking about bullpen, right? Think about the whole bullpen. Think about the bridge to Lidge.
Oh,
and Ryan Madsen, right?
Yeah.
And who was my man? Who was the lefty?
Oh,
the J.C. Romero.
J.C.
And Durbin. I mean, Durbin. Yes.
Remember Romero's hat couldn't be any straighter? The brim.
Yes.
He never did fold. His hat was, I think he ironed the brim before he came out.
Yes. Yes.
Crazy, man. But you think back and you say, how do we not say that bullpen, I mean, we always talk about so many things from 08, but that bullpen really, really did its job. And I miss it, man.
Yeah,
it's
a great point. Now, here you go. Let me ask you a question. All right, so I started the show off with a plea. And the whole plea was, hey, I mean, what do you think? Can we just put the Clint? Like, I hate Clint. You know, I can't stand Clint. I want him out.
Can't stand him.
Right? I've been wanting him out 4 years. But I want to see this team make the playoffs. I still love the P. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, Red October trumps my hate for Clint. Red October playoff baseball trumps all my hate. And I got to tell you, even if they get there and they win a round, if they win 2 rounds, if they go 3 and out, I don't care. He's still gone. In my eyes, he's gone no matter what. But I'm not taking away the chance, the flyer that I'm going to take to watch them play in October. Anybody who's a sports fan that gives that up because they want the guy fired, you're really not a fan. I mean, you don't give up on anything until it's over. Let's face it. I mean, we all play ball. We all play some type of athletics. If you're losing, you don't say in the 7th, 8th inning, I'm done. I'm done.
No, right.
You play to the end.
Right.
Same thing with the Rams. If you make the playoffs, I'm there with you. I'm until the end. Then we could talk about Clintock going all offseason.
Yes. Thank you, Provolone Joe. Thank you. I like your bullpen piece, and I appreciate your Phillies take.
Hey, Cuz, one last thing on Carson. Can I throw something in there?
Yeah.
He may not be the MVP we saw in 17. But he's not the trash people are putting him out there to be right now. He's a better quarterback than this, and he'll shine and he'll come back. And listen, you don't have to worry about Carson. He's not the biggest problem on his team. He's just in a little slump, just like a lot of other guys and other.
I hear you. I got these people, and right, they just want to bury him.
That's right. It stinks.
I mean, we're sitting standing in the middle of a 4-for-4 landfill. That make you feel better? You buried a quarterback. That make you feel better.
It shouldn't. People love it, though. Second he misses a throw.
They can't wait. How about the caller? Today's best genius caller was, there was receivers wide open all day. He missed Ward 3 times. Did he get more than one target, Greg Ward? I mean, come on. Listen, yeah, he missed Goddard right in front of him. Now, I don't know. I don't know why he didn't throw the ball. I don't know where the play was going. If he was, if that were dummy routes, like, you don't know. Or he just, what we all think, he just missed them for some unknown reason. But let's not make fiction up now. All of a sudden, these receivers are good? Other than DeSean Jackson?
Yeah, that call was weird. There's a lot of positive calls today, though.
Yes.
You know, more positivity than that guy.
Yes.
Of course, that show recap is brought to you by Dietz and Watson. Dietz and Watson, family-owned Heritage's dairy stores who make their hoagies with premium Dietz and Watson meats and cheeses. To find the area's best hoagies, visit DietzandWatson.com.
Look at that. Do we have the VG thing?
Yeah.
And we can spot up here, then we'll do the VG thing. Spot! You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Spot!
What's going on?
I love that nickname.
Yeah, it's what they call me around here, but...
Where at? Dude, where are you from?
Glenside.
Spot in Glenside. Go ahead, yeah, Spot.
I was sitting here thinking today about the Sixers, and I'm going, you know, Ty Lue, I'm not a big fan, got embarrassed in front of the city way back. And then, you know, D'Antoni, I'm not big on. And I was trying to think, like, guys that could potentially get the job that we're sleeping on. And Bill Laimbeer slips across my mind, and I go... We could use a guy like that. Like Simmons and Embiid need a guy that could get them going. And Laimbeer's a successful WNBA coach, but he was a beast when he was a player. And I'm thinking, hell yeah, that'd be awesome to get a guy like that. Bad Boys Part 2. I don't know.
See, here's the thing. What don't you like about D'Antoni?
I just didn't like the system that he was running. It was kind of hero ball, and I wasn't a huge fan.
All right, so let's analyze that for a second. So... He's got, look at his team. He's got Harden, right? Let's just take the Rockets. He's got Harden. And then you got Westbrook. And what other system are you going to play but just go small and try to just out? And by the way, it almost worked, at least to the point where they were at least in that series until Lakers ran away with it. I guess my point to you is I really want an X and O guy to figure out what to do with Embiid and Simmons.
Yeah, I mean, I think Simmons and Embiid got to stay. I think Elton Brand is the one that might have to go. People are saying we got to be hard on Simmons and Embiid. I don't think it's their fault. I think it's, like, the organization's fault for bringing in pieces around them that just aren't really working well, like Horford and all.
No, well, remember, you know, again, I don't think EB has to go. I just think... He got caught in a spot where the Butler thing was out of his hands. I think it was up to him. He would go Jimmy, but the coach didn't want Jimmy. And Jimmy wasn't in love with the coach, so you're looking at Tobias. And then, you know, you're looking at Horford, you're looking at Embiid, and they go, well, if you have Horford, then makes sense.
No, yeah. At the time, I was like, we need Horford, and, like, let's get Tobias back.
We'll right. So, like,
I was thinking that.
I can't play. I only do it if I look at it and I say, what would I do? Right?
Yeah.
So, but, anyway, I mean, that's just where I'm at. I understand where you're coming from.
What do you think, though? Like, I feel like Laimbeer would be a good fit. I mean, it's a big jump, WNBA ball to the NBA.
Yeah, but, it's not about that. I mean, it's not about the WNBA to the NBA. I just think... D'Antoni is an NBA, is a basketball X and O man. And that's where I'm at. I mean, Laimbeer, I don't know. You know, I wouldn't hold it against him, the WNBA stuff. Right. So I hear you. I just want D'Antoni. I don't know. I like it. I know people aren't too thrilled about it. I think he's an X and O man. Right? And so I think they need an X and O man. What do you think?
I'm still not thrilled by it. I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to be in this meeting, right? And see what his plan would be. I would have to see. It's just, I look at what he made it work in Phoenix with a guard that could shoot and a big man that could run, but you don't really have that here. And then in Houston, it was the 3-point shots. You don't have that here. And I get what you're saying. He did change, you know, his offense to what he had, but... You know, he had P.J. Tucker playing the five, and I thought that was gross.
Well, as opposed to what?
you know, he did have Clint Capella, who was at least a big man who could do. He was a rim protector for you. I don't know.
So you're out on him, too.
I would have to see what his plans are, and obviously I'm not going to be in that meeting. So when he gets hired, if he gets hired, it'd be something that I'll just have to respect the decision of and see what happens when they start playing. But I'm not thrilled with the idea. But I have a feeling that, I don't know, I feel like that's the direction they're going to go. It's either him or Ty Lue at this point, right? I don't think they're going to get this guy at this dark horse candidate. I really don't think so.
All right. I'm kind of excited for D'Antoni. I don't know. I just thought I'm kind of digging the exit. I just need somebody to figure it out. I don't know. I just don't know that Lou is the X and O guy. People I talk to.
I don't want Lou.
Like, I don't think he's an X and O guy. But maybe, I mean, I don't know. I get, dude, you know. I don't know what to think. I just need hope. I'm seeking hope, man. Can we get hope on a football Friday?
Yeah. I'll be hopeful tomorrow.
All right.
In my Phillies gear.
All right. Stay tuned. Mikey Miss is coming up next. Tyrone, Natalie, the crew. You don't want to go anywhere. And then later on, we'll be at Parks Casino Street, Robensalem, for Cuz's Corner from 6 to 7. So we'll have all the games, and Brad will join us for everything. So have a great day. Be careful, and we'll see you a little bit later on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.